I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's provocation time on the radio, and that means we're going to go through the story, the list of things from Talkers Magazine, according to them, what they say are the big talk topics this week. And on the panel of Intelligentsia, Rich McFadden, who's at the controls, actually, in our studio in Washington, Victoria Keelan, who's associated with one of the finest radio programs in the history of broadcasting, the DJV show. She happens to be the V in the DJV show. And speaking of, sometimes people think I'm saying quickly the Diva show. It's DJV show, not the Diva show.
It could be, yeah.
And speaking of divas, Walter Sterling has joined us. He is a Westwood One talk host. You can hear his program on the weekend, Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern time. He has lots of memories. He's known a lot of people in the talk radio world. He brings a certain amount of expertise to our conversations because he's sort of a naysayer. And you'll probably get the drift of what that means as we go through the actual list here of things, according to talkers anyway, that are the biggies. Number 10, sports talk radio as usual. What's going on in week one of the NFL? Tom Brady says he's going to play forever, or at least for the next 5 years, whichever comes first. Major League Baseball action, that sort of thing as we get. Isn't it amazing? We're talking about the end of the season already. Woo! At number 9... something that I think is, well, because it happened late in the week, it hasn't attracted as much attention as it will over the weekend. An overview in depth of the life of Burt Reynolds, bigger than life, the passing of Burt Reynolds, a heart condition. Man, did that guy have a life. He really did. Twitter banning Alex Jones at number 8. The NBC Weinstein story. Continuing, I don't know if that's as big as, I asked Walter about this because he's been with all the high muckety-mucks over the years at all the big networks. Weinstein and NBC trying to kill that story because of their relationship with him. What about Les Moonves getting booted out of CBS? What do you make of that?
The last time I got fired, I got 7 weeks severance. I had to get a lawyer to get more, and I got 8 weeks after I spent money on a lawyer. They're about to fire Les and give him $100 million for his misbehavior. $100 million. And I believe it was all framed by Shari Redstone, who wants to merge the two companies, Viacom and CBS, and Les kept saying no, 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 no. So Shari threw a banana peel.
Well, Shari Redstone's father was the founder of Viacom, a guy named Sumner Redstone. This is a Massachusetts company This guy is, 97, I think, now, or 98. His daughter has taken over in his stead. She's no pushover. And there's always been a clash between her and Moonves as to who actually was going to control this, what? How much is this company, CBS and Viacom, together worth? Hundreds of billions of dollars. That's a big company. And so
and he
the
was
Reds...
winning. He was winning. And then,
well, if that's the case, though, Walter, if not to get too deeply into the weeds, but if he's winning, then why does the board of directors want to throw him out?
Well,
because that's
he was
where this
winning,
is coming from.
No, he was winning until the sexual misconduct allegation showed up. And then he started losing.
All right. Did somebody dig? Did somebody go digging for a way to discredit him? Is that what this is about?
Yes, and that's why they're also. Yes, and that's why they're also going to give him $100 million to go away, rather than just tell him to go away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is the message here that if you sexually abuse your employees, that they'll pay you?
Well, yeah, that's exactly the message that it's sending to women.
Right.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Right.
And this so would make me that would make me just boycott CBS anyway.
Well, it kind of tells you about, you know, the real heart and soul of all of this stuff. We're back to money again and how it has been used. And that's maybe the business to look at number seven, the Weinstein story. You know, the impact financially of deals that NBC had. Do you have any insight into that, Walter? The deals that the NBC had with Weinstein?
I happen to believe NBC's point of view on this, which is they keep saying the reason we didn't run the story is we could not get one of the accusers to go on record by name. And therefore, for journalistic standards, they didn't have a story.
But that's not
why
true.
Why does everybody else have the goods on then?
That actually wasn't true, because the woman came forward and said she was attached to the story and she was willing to even go on camera for Ronan Farrow's initial first draft. So... NBC, they're lying.
For those of you who don't know the story, I'm sorry, we didn't do a good job of this. Ronan Farrow, who is Mia Farrow and Woody Allen's son, has
Frank
been
Sinatra's.
Responsible. Frank Sinatra, excuse
right.
me, thank you, Ms. Walsh.
Don't tell Woody. don't tell Woody that he didn't father that incredibly gorgeous son.
So there, this guy has been working. And he was the person responsible for first outing Weinstein, and the stories then have been legion. This kid gone on and on and on, finding out, getting dirt in a lot of these people, these titans of Hollywood. And so he was interviewed, and NBC says, well, we don't have enough information, and so we're not going to run the story on Weinstein that Farrow put together. That's nonsense. If with all of the other information that's there, they couldn't find a reporter to go interview somebody.
Since Weinstein personally NBC not run up? A story because they don't have enough information.
Right, exactly. And Weinstein showed up in the newsroom personally. Come on, really? And you're going to try to make the claim that, oh, you just didn't have a source who was willing to go on camera? I don't believe
nonsense.
Any of that.
All right, we'll continue.
Meanwhile,
with
I'm talking about an op-ed this week that's anonymous.
Right, exactly. Yeah, how does that have any credibility whatsoever? That's the number one story, actually, Richie. You're right. The whole business about the New York Times, the only reason it was in there is because...
We don't need to know
New
who
York...
wrote it, but we won't talk about this Harvey Weinstein thing because there's nobody here to talk about it.
Right, yeah. The New York Times, man, what a piece of trash. And just really...
Well, I think the way to talk about the New York Times from now on is the way they would... talk about a radio show, which is a local newspaper.
Okay.
Remember newspaper? They always say a local radio station without ever giving the call. Well, let's just call them what they are, which is not only are they, I know the research on the New York Times, not only is it a local newspaper, it doesn't have distribution to most of New York City. It has no reporter in Queens, not one reporter in Queens, but two in Miami. And their only distribution, and it's a fact, is on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. That's it. So this is a local newspaper.
And the fact that they are big in Miami tells you what about the actual readership?
No, it tells you about the arrogance of the paper thinking, well, you know, we're going to be a national paper and have reporters in Miami, L.A., Chicago. But, oh, by the way, none in Queens. It's a local newspaper. And that's what I'd always call it from now on. It's a local newspaper.
That's a great perspective on it. All right. Walter, Rich, Victoria, Doug, at quarter past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. Here's an urgent message from Dr. David Brownstein. Did you know that your body's primary defense center resides in your gut? You knew that, right? My friends, the doctors that are associated with my weekday program,
yep.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, say basically the same thing. Did you know, and a lot of people don't know, actually, that your system's ability to fight disease and the other things that go wrong in your body is because the bacteria is not operating properly in your gut. That's where your body's immune system is located. So don't become a patient. Take advantage of a fabulous tea called Life Change Tea. It's very simple. This is a super strong tea that cleanses your body from all those intruders that will mess up your gut, that will mess up and cause disease in your body. Life Change Tea is all natural. Life Change Tea is all organic. Life Change Tea is made and blended in these here United States. So, you want to clean your body out, get rid of the unhealthy bacteria and other stuff that's in there, the yuckabungas, as I call them, and you just easily go to getthetea.com. Yep, go to the website getthetea.com, use the discount code DJV, and they will ship, get the, well, there's a number of teas, but Life Change is the strongest one, and the one that fights the pesticides and the things that are a result of processed foods. No GMOs, no pesticides anymore. Use Life Change Tea. Every day have a cup, and your life will change. The benefits are as long as your arm. You got to go to getthetea.com to get it. Getthetea.com. Discount code DJV. They'll ship it free. Not available in stores anywhere. Clean out your body with Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, It's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's see a couple of other stories that are on the list here we haven't talked about yet. Bob Woodward's book is included in the list of the top 10 stories. The confirmation hearings continuing for Mr. Kavanaugh at the Supreme Court. Kaepernick, I always like to say it not the way he likes to pronounce it, colon rather than Colin. Anyway, those are some of the things that we will talk about subsequently here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. At 20, no, it isn't either, actually. Rich, you said we had 30 seconds. We had a minute.
You have another minute there, sir.
I have another. All right. People list. On the list, the 10 people include at number 10, Burt Reynolds, Alex Jones at number 9. All right, I'll keep it to myself for a moment. At number eight, John McCain. Ronan Farrow is at number 7. Colin Kaepernick is at 6. Jeff Sessions at 5. Mueller at 4. Do I even have to say his first name? Is it ineffective? Robert, who are you talking about? Mueller, the guy that makes the egg noodles?
Are you going to make Mueller like Madonna now?
Right, that's it. Yeah, Madonna, Oprah.
Elvis, Michael.
Yeah, right. Brett Kavanaugh and Cory Booker. That's interesting because Cory Booker is running for president. That's number 3. Woodward
is more.
You don't think? All right. Bob Woodward is number 2. And the Trumpster, the Donald, at number 1 on the people list here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for us to continue our stories regarding the stories here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden. So let's go back to the lists, the list, the people list, the stories list. We were about to talk about, I don't know, how much insight we can bring to the public regarding the Tuesday primaries this past week. What I do think is important to know at this point anyway in the discussion is how much money was spent for advertising in the primaries and how much money will be spent as we move forward to the actual elections in November. According to many different sources, that number could be as high as $8 billion. In advertising, much of it to be spent in 10 or 12 states, but that number itself seems so obscene, considering that that was the total amount that was spent by the candidates in the presidential election 2 years ago, and it's twice as much as was spent 8 years ago. So this is becoming a real conundrum for me to try to figure out where all this money comes from, why is it, or is it so obvious that it should be, it's like the nose on your face? There's so much money coming in to get people elected to positions of power so that they can influence things that the donors want influenced. But $8 billion, is there no limit? This is extreme It seems to me, anyway. It's good for the radio business.
Spend it all, because where does that money end up?
Well, it's good for business.
Right.
Yeah, with us. Yeah.
With us.
Right.
And then what do we do with it? We spend it, you know, it just keeps the money out in circulation. I'd rather have it in the pockets of the people that it gets out to, because then the radio stations spend the money, and it gets out into circulation into the public instead of having it in those crazy people's hands.
This is not a tax. No one's forcing anybody to spend this money. These are donations either from incredibly rich people or in PACs. It's all voluntary money. It's like public broadcasting.
Except in public broadcasting, are they using the money to try to... I mean, advertising is about influencing people. Okay, that's fine, and obviously it works. Otherwise, they wouldn't spend the money. So that's good for us, for the indication or the assessment of our work is good because the message gets across. But what is the message, and what are they trying to... it's different if you're buying advertising. Let's say we're selling pillows, and I'm trying to get you to buy some pillows. That's great, but there's nobody that is coming from my pillow to give Joe Blow running for Congress a couple of bucks to influence what's going on in the business world of my pillow.
The reason for political advertising is not to convince you of a certain candidate. The reason for political advertising is to compel people to actually go and vote. That is the challenge. The minute most candidates declare, most people know who they would vote for. The job of advertising is to get you off your duff and into the polling place.
You know, it's interesting. Usually the primaries are not recognized by the average person as being the more important of the two elections, which, in fact, I maintain it is, because the crazies are the only ones who have, in traditional terms, turned out for the primaries to get their crazy candidates onto the ballot. People don't realize, unless they've had some good civics courses, that the primaries are really more important, especially in terms of shaking out the nutbirds that you don't really want to see in positions of power, unless that's an elitist statement. Who am I to declare who the nutbirds are? But basically speaking, you look at the people who are in the primary list, and there's a lot of nutbirds there. And so that has been a bugaboo for me. In my town, we had a primary, and 24% of the registered voters showed up to vote, and everybody thought that was, wow, this is fabulous. 24% of the eligible voters showed up. This is a primary.
It's the same around the country. That's about all you get.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting. And people don't know what they're giving up by not participating, it would seem to me. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin, too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping Carr Fire Relief. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Floater, Lit, Candlebox, and headliners AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all, yes, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to Carr Fire Relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for Carr Fire Relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you could use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Join us for the third annual Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament on September 22nd. Proceeds from this event sponsor housing for local homeless veterans at the Reading Veterans Resource Center. Since 2016, this event has sponsored housing for 41 veterans. Having a safe place has enabled many of these vets to begin rebuilding their lives by receiving much-needed VA medical care. Many have obtained employment, enrolled in college, or even transitioned into their own housing. Together, we are making a difference for our local veterans. For more information, call 227-7808.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Some of the gladiators of Talk Radio, News Talk Radio in the focus here. The end of each week sees us going through the stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine, the so-called Bible of the talk radio industry, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. These lists are published there every week, and all kinds of stories about some of your favorite hosts, all that good stuff. And the stories, if you will, behind the stories. So, let us concentrate on this, the item, actually the people list. Number three has Cory Booker there. Cory Booker is the 50-year-old senator, mayor of Newark before he became the senator from New Jersey. Our own Victoria Keelan, who's here with Rich McFadden, Walter Sterling, and Doug Steffen, is a resident of the state of New Jersey. How do people in New Jersey look upon Mr. Booker in general? And then as a result of some of the statements he's made this week, how does that impact his desire to be the next black senator, the next black president? It was clear to me that he was going to be running in 2020 and had pretty good chance until this past week, or maybe that hasn't affected a lot of people's views on him. So how do you view him in general, Victoria?
Well, I didn't have anything, and again, I'm a recent transplant to New Jersey, so
yeah,
I'm
you grew up
literally Googling, yeah, but I haven't followed New Jersey politics. I've been a New Yorker for a long time, so
yeah.
I haven't had anything against Cory Booker, except I think it was last year, he did not support Bernie Sanders' bill that would have
the
brought prescription
bill.
drug prices down, because yeah. obviously in New Jersey this is sort of the insurance or the pharmaceutical companies, they're all based here, so
right.
they're obviously in his pocket.
I'm sorry,
because
I said
there's
insurance,
no reason.
And I meant pharma. I meant
yeah, I meant yeah. pharma too. So yeah. so obviously they're in his pocket, because there was no reason why he shouldn't have supported, you know, Bernie Sanders in that. So I didn't like him for that. I thought it was very transparent and very opportunistic. So that's kind of been my only take on him. I think he's a bit of a showboater. He certainly loves the camera. I don't think he's going to run for president. I don't think he'd have the support. I just don't really think that much about him at all,
Richie,
at this point.
Richie sure doesn't think he's got a chance. So why?
Well, I think
what's
he's
in
right.
Your...
He is a grandstander, and he proved it yesterday. When during the Kavanaugh hearings, he was jumping up and down, yelling, saying that he wanted these documents from when Kavanaugh worked with the White House released, so that they could see what he had talked with within the White House and George Bush on racial profiling and Roe v. Wade. And so he had asked the committee to clear the documents so that he could use them in the hearings. And when the hearings came up yesterday, he decided and said, "This is my Spartacus moment," and went on this rampage about how he's going to break all the Senate rules, and I don't care if they kick me out of the Senate, and yada, 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 and goes ahead and releases these documents and talks about them. Well, what he didn't realize is that the documents that he had asked to be cleared were actually cleared at 4 a.m. that morning, after the evening he had asked them to be cleared. So he goes on to question Kavanaugh about them, and Kavanaugh basically says on racial profiling when police pull over, "I think it should be race neutral." Oh, okay. Game over.
Next.
So basically he pulled this stunt, and not only were the documents already released, which he knew and still went along with the stunt, but then he didn't get the answer he expected from Kavanaugh. So it was a big fat dud.
Right
there, and now he looks like a moron. But it depends on where you read about
it. I thought he looked like a moron when we found out that he, as mayor of Newark, did not live in Newark. And
what?
He did not.
Yeah, what about his friend T-Bone, the drug dealer?
Wait a minute, hold on a second. He was mayor of Newark, and he didn't live there? Where the heck did he live, and how did he get away with that?
He lived nearby. He didn't really get away with it. And because we're talking about it. But the other thing about the Judge Kavanaugh hearings, I think he's doing an incredible job. That Judge Kavanaugh, who I knew nothing about, when I'm looking at him answering these questions and on television, I find him charming and direct and much more effective than I would have ever imagined.
Well,
so
I've got one huge bone to pick with Judge Kavanaugh, because he said that birth control is abortion inducing, and that is not only medically so inaccurate and so just stupid, but that to me that is stupid.
Did he actually say that?
He did. He was talking with Ted Cruz about an old case where the Catholic priests didn't want to supply birth control.
This part of the public hearing process
yeah.
this week.
Yeah, this
really?
Is, you can. Yeah, this is. Oh, you can Google this.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and of course, Planned Parenthood has issued a statement saying, like, hello. No wonder there are so many protests there by women, because 95% of women use birth control in some form in their lifetime, and to say that all birth control is abortion inducing, that's moronic. And
if you don't
women
want to
have
make
every,
this an issue. If you don't
women
want to
have every right to be concerned
it,
about
then
this
don't
guy,
say
is my point.
Anything about this stuff.
Right, but what I'm saying is women have every right to be concerned about this guy as a Supreme Court judge. That's I was okay with him up until that point and now to me
the reality. Here's the reality though. They have the 51 votes. There's nothing anybody can do. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
So all of this is just
Walter, is your wife upset about some of these things that Victoria is talking about?
My wife's upset that I don't earn more money. And she's upset that the charge at Saks was declined. These are the things my wife's concerned about. Oh, and the fact that one of the windows on our 14-year-old car is stuck in the down position and we expect 4 inches of rain. These are the things my wife's concerned about.
Okay,
I doubt
but what
if she
about,
even
you
knows.
Have, you have three daughters, so as a father, are you not concerned about your the future of your daughter's independence when it comes to taking care of their own health care? And having rights to choose what happens to their own bodies, to me, like, that should be a cause for concern.
If you met my daughters, you'd have no concern about their ability to determine their fate and future. However, you'd have absolutely no concern.
People would say that about me too, Walter. But you know, law is law.
Here's how I feel. First of all, note that that Judge Kavanaugh had his 18 children in Catholic school uniform sitting next to him. And so I don't think birth control has been a big part of that house. Secondly, if he said that birth control was a form of abortion, that was
18 children?
I'm just kidding.
No.
He is a Catholic bevy of children. Yeah. And and if he said that, he's an idiot. And my feeling about I like what Dukakis said about abortion, which was that nobody likes abortion. But in my opinion, I'm not a woman, so I have no opinion about abortion.
Mm-hmm. I like what PJ O'Rourke said about abortion. I believe in it, too, if it were retroactive.
Yeah.
No, I'm
Walter
not a woman.
And I, on the serious side, this is the Walter and I would probably have this conversation with you, Victoria, or anybody else. In terms of relationships, I have not, fortunately, in my life been in a position where someone I was with had to confront whether to have an abortion or not. However, if they did, I would urge them or hope I could somehow influence them to carry the child to term and have the child adopted.
Not me. I've been in that position 3 times.
Okay.
And every time I said, whatever you want to do, I will support, no problem.
Was it with the same woman three times?
But that's what the answer should be.
It's none of my business. It's not my body.
Right.
I don't carry the baby for 9 months. It's not my child. As a man, I can't begin to imagine the relationship of my body to a baby. I can't begin to imagine that. I don't have
that
ability.
But you are responsible for them getting pregnant.
You're the one that made the baby. They don't make the baby.
No. Right. We were responsible, and it winds up in her body, and it's her decision.
Well, you were actually irresponsible.
Okay.
May have been irresponsible.
All right. Let's pause now for a couple of important announcements from a few of our favorite sponsors. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on MyPillow. MyPillow has mattress toppers. Did you know that? Three layers. This mattress topper is 3 layers thick. Foam for support and durability. Transitional foam for optimal comfort. And then there's that zippered cover made from the same material that they use on the MyPillows. This is a fabulous. And this just shows how extensive their line of products. They're known as MyPillow, but they have all kinds of things. Sheets, mattresses, all kinds of bed toppers. You can go through the catalog, see what's there, and then get the best prices ever by using the code DJV. So if you're looking to get a good night's rest, you want to have all the best accessories, the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, get a great night's sleep every night with MyPillow products. The pillow is made from 100% cotton. You can buy one, get one free right now, and so many other things, up to 55% off on their special new Pillow Plus. This is a great product line and a great American company. So go online to MyPillow.com, order your pillows, get a great night's rest, order the sheets, order the whatever. Look there, and you'll be happy to know they'll finance anything you spend over $200. That's also an asset. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and start out by getting two of the world's most comfortable pillows at half price. Stop tossing and turning and get much better rest at MyPillow.com. Get your MyPillows and other products at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. In terms of stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, these are the top 10 usual sports radio focus on the NFL first week of the regular season, Major League Baseball. That's number 10. Let's see, number 9, the passing of Burt Reynolds. If it had happened earlier in the week, it would have been higher on the list, I think, but what an iconic conversation about him and his life. Twitter and Alex Jones at number 8. The NBC controversy about Weinstein, number 7. Primaries that were held last week, number 6. The Nike deal with Colin Kaepernick as 5. Number 4, the continuing blah, blah, blah on the Russian investigation. Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings at number 3. The book that Bob Woodward has written about Trump is number 2, and anti-Trump op-ed piece, in literal terms, that's number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In combat, service members count on their brothers to have their backs. Yet when they return home to face the emotional, medical, and financial challenges of being a veteran, who has their back then? The answer is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides counsel along with a wide range of support and unwavering advocacy through various programs like the National Service Officer Program, as well as grant and scholarship programs. They provide the care, love, and support our heroic veterans so badly need and deserve. The Purple Heart Service Foundation wouldn't be able to do that without support from people like you. Together, let's honor their sacrifice with our service. The Purple Heart Foundation's programs only exist because of donations from patriots like you. For more information, visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Donate on behalf of a veteran you know. Join me in honoring the brave men and women who ensure our freedoms. Visit givetopurpleheart.org.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
In the People Department this week, let's review our survey results from the work done by the Folks Talkers magazine. The editor and publisher is Michael Harrison. He says, in terms of people, number 10 on the list is Burt Reynolds. Alex Jones is in the number 9 position. John McCain, because of the continuing overview post-mortem, if you'll pardon the pun, on his life and his funeral, number 8. Ronan Farrow at number 7. Let's see, Colin Kaepernick is 6, Jeff Sessions is 5, Robert Mueller is 4, Brett Kavanaugh is 3, Bob Woodward, because of the book. We talk about the grandstanding of people like Booker and Alex Jones. Woodward's the same way. He's just another big grandstander, living on the laurels of the stuff done in the 70s. And number 1 on the list of people is Donald Trump. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, a couple more minutes here with our panel of experts, Victoria Keelan, Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the talkers list here. We've been through a lot of the controversy. We haven't talked about Alex Jones. And I think, Walter, because you're the national talk show expert, what do you think of Alex Jones and his program?
I think that Twitter has done an amazing thing. They've taken a fringe character and made him famous. Mm-hmm. 99% of America has never heard him. They have no idea what they're talking about.
So true.
And he's a circus performer. He couldn't be happy. This is the greatest gift possible. Mm-hmm. Imagine, Doug, if you were smart enough to do something so stupid as to get Twitter to ban you, you'd be famous. They'd be fighting over your show.
What can we do to happen with Alex? What do we do? What can we do to get him to ban us on Twitter? Well, the interesting thing this week, Richie, was that Mario Rubio, one of the great grandstanders of all time,
Marco.
I think, politically. Marco, I always call him Mario. Marco Rubio was someplace doing an interview, and Alex Jones is trying to get in his face. And Marco Rubio tells him to go away, leave him alone. And Alex keeps
That's what got Alex Jones eventually kicked off of Twitter, is his antics outside of the Capitol. While Jack, what's-his-face, the owner of Twitter, was inside testifying, and Alex Jones was just running this sideshow outside, and they basically said, look at this nut. He's out of here.
He almost got into a fist fight. Marco Rubio said to him, we want to go outside? Let's take this outside. They were ready to, to duke it out. It's really amazing. This guy has zero class.
And like Walter says, Alex is just loving it, eating it up.
Oh, yeah, eating it all up.
The best thing that could ever happen to him.
Yep. Right.
Problem is, he's got nowhere to put his content now. I mean, he's been banned off of Twitter, Facebook.
He's got a radio, daily radio show.
I know. So. How many stations, though?
No, three or four. It's 10 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour, and it is our job in this moment, at this time every week, to go through the top five technology-related stories. The top five that will affect you or have affected you. Victoria Keelan is here to do that. We'll start with number five on our way to number one with a focus on something new from Instagram.
Yep, Instagram is working on a new standalone app dedicated to shopping. Now, Instagram has been tempting users for a while now with all kinds of targeted ads, and you can shop right through the Instagram app. And so now, with all of those businesses, all 25 million retail businesses are on Instagram, so now they'll have their own new shopping app, and you can just go. They haven't named it yet, and they have not announced when it will be released, but it's pretty much going to be a surefire thing. And the way people are shopping on Instagram, this just makes nothing but sense. And so it's the a lot of critics are saying that, or tech experts are saying that this is the right move for Instagram, and it's just the next evolution for them to step into the e-commerce area. And they have lots of advertisers on Instagram now, so mm-hmm. all of that will be rolled into this new standalone app. Right now they're calling it IG Shopping, but it may change from that.
Right. Number four on our way to number one.
Microsoft owns Skype, which is something I didn't even know until this week.
Yeah.
I don't know when they bought Skype. It started as an independent app a long time ago, but so Microsoft bought it at some point. And if you are a Skype user, which a lot of people use Skype for business meetings, conference calls, things like that, beyond just personal use, you may have noticed that it started to look a little wonky, and it's kind of the design change to make it look more like Snapchat. It did not go over well. So Microsoft announced this week they are changing Skype yet again, and it will probably look more like the original design. So it will be fewer buttons, it'll be more user-friendly, and the mobile app, turns out, is not popular for Skype. People really prefer to use Skype on their desktop. So that's another thing Microsoft is going to tweak.
All right. Number three, going up the list to the big timers, Google.
Yep, Google did a whole new design on Chrome, and which is, of course, their internet search engine. And so one of the new big features is improved password managing. And this is really important. On if you have Safari, if you're a Mac user, Safari is the internet browser, and they automatically generate passwords for you that are very long and complicated, but it gets saved into your keychain automatically. So Google took a note from Apple, and now Google Chrome will be doing the same thing for you. They really are trying to force people to stop using the same password for every account, because if someone hacks into you and they get one password, the first thing they do is they try that password out for every other account that's linked to your name. And if you are like most people and you use the same password over and over, that gives them access to however many times you've used that password. So if it's your bank accounts have the same password as your Netflix account, you're in bad shape. So Google Chrome really wants people to get away from that, and they'll be managing it for you. As of right now, the only thing they can't do is third-party passwords. So if you use Google Chrome to watch Netflix, they won't be able to save a Netflix password for you, but they do stress that you still should have a unique password for everything that you use.
You can watch your account being drained on Netflix. There's the way you handle that. Number two, Twitter. And their CEO testifying, what did he say?
Yeah, CEO Jack Dorsey has finally gone to Congress after numerous invitations that he turned down. He personally did not go, but he had sent lawyers and some other lower-level Twitter executives. And now he finally went by himself, and Congress had lots of questions for him about data misuse, Russian election interference, hate speech, things like that. And Jack Dorsey said, we're going to do our best to make sure we catch everything and we inform people as it affects them, but we're not going to catch everything. So he also said that Twitter does not have a politically biased algorithm, and when he actually analyzed all of the senators who were interviewing him, he analyzed all of their Twitter data, and it turns out Democrats tweet more than Republicans, and followers of Democrats retweet more. So it's not a bias, it's actually just a matter of who uses Twitter more. So it was kind of interesting.
All right, number one, quickly.
And California this week has legislature to approve a bill that's being called the strongest net neutrality law in the country. It heads to the governor's desk, and if it's signed into law, then it will basically revert back to the Obama administration's guidelines for net neutrality. No one can throttle your data, and everyone has to have the same speed.
All right, there it is. Top five items for this week, reported by Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about?
I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hurricane Florence still expected to become a major hurricane within a day as it makes its way toward the southeastern coast. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster telling residents to be ready for a lot of wind and rain in the coming days.
A hurricane is coming our way. Florence has now been declared a hurricane. It is no longer a tropical storm. That means it is over 75 miles an hour and getting stronger.
McMaster says now is the time to start making some preparations and checking off things on the to-do list.
If you have prescriptions you need filled, better get them filled. If you have relatives who need to be alerted to where you might go or where you can go, tell them. Take care of your pets. Be sure to lock things up because you may not be coming home for several days.
Six women have come forward now to the New Yorker magazine with additional sexual misconduct allegations against CBS chief Les Moonves, who hours later told the board that he was resigning effective immediately. Big party today in Pyongyang, marking the 70th anniversary of the country's official birth as a nation.
There was no significant large-scale military hardware. There were Korean People's Army soldiers, but not the same procession of huge missiles that we saw here just over a year ago in April 2017, and also an Army anniversary this year in February.
Correspondent Raphael Wolver reporting. Vice President Mike Pence says he's 100% confident no one on his staff was involved with the anonymous New York Times column criticizing President Trump's leadership. Pence tells CBS's Face the Nation today that he has not asked individual staffers about the opinion piece because he knows them and he knows their character. The final round of the PGA's BMW Championship pushed back to tomorrow because of weather. Justin Rose in the lead. This is townhall.com.
From the acclaimed director of God's Not Dead.
I regret to inform you
her husband was killed in combat.
When she lost her husband.
He chose to save me rather than come home.
She lost her way. On September 7th comes the extraordinary motion picture Trinity Broadcast Network calls a great Christian film.
I'm not giving up without a fight.
And the Christian Broadcast News raves. It's a must-see cinematic experience. Everyone should go see this movie.
He will show them nothing is impossible.
God Bless the Broken Road. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters September 7th.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Egypt sentences 75 people to death, including top leaders of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, for their involvement in a 2013 sit-in protest.
In a case involving 739 defendants facing charges ranging from murder to damaging property, the court also sentenced to life in prison the head of the Brotherhood, Mohammed Badi, and 46 others. Mahmoud Abu Zaid, a photojournalist known as Shokan, received 5 years imprisonment, meaning he will walk free for time served. The sit-in was staged by supporters of Mohamed Morsi, a Brotherhood stalwart who became Egypt's first freely elected president in 2012, but was ousted a year later by the military, then led by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. I'm Zaria Shakli.
And you can always check out more on these stories by simply logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Gas prices remain steady over the last 2 weeks. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price of regular was $2.91, the same about as 2 weeks ago.
This price, $2.91 per gallon for regular grade, is the same, rounding to the nearest penny, as it was 2 weeks ago. It sits 21 cents higher than it was 1 year ago.
Lundberg says we may see prices fall another 2 to 4 cents by the end of the month because gasoline supplies are plentiful, growth demand is weak, and refiners are ending their production of the summer blend gas that's designed to reduce pollution but is still costlier to produce. In California, however, the average price $3.63 per gallon, up 3 cents from 2 weeks ago. San Francisco Bay Area even higher than that. Lowest was found in Jackson, Mississippi, at $2.51 a gallon. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour as we begin. Say it again, Doug.
Hey!
That's called slipping on a banana peel.
Acrimonious beginning to our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We have Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and thus responsible, has a huge, huge job, but he's got big shoulders, and every week he's able to go through with his staff all the talk radio, news talk radio stations, the programs, the hosts, what's been going on this week. Top 10 stories and the top 10 people are what is actually published at talkers.com. So what do we have, Michael?
I do want to say that I have a big job and a lot of work to do, but if it weren't for my staff, I would be nothing. They do the bulk of the stuff. They're really great. Number 10, we have the National Football League opens its season on this past Thursday, and away we go into football. And, of course, Major League Baseball action is coming to the, you know, exciting conclusion of a season. So it's a great time for sports. At number 9, the death of the Florida icon, Burt Reynolds, the great actor, has died. At number 8, Twitter bans Alex Jones. That's a big story. That's a third of the big platforms that dumped Alex. At number 7, we have the NBC Weinstein story controversy. At number 6, the Tuesday primaries and the looming midterms. At number 5, the Nike Kaepernick deal. At number 4, Trump-Russia investigation. At number 3, I was down in Washington this week, the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. That's got that town in a buzz, and, of course, the rest of the country. Number 2, the Bob Woodward book. And number 1, the New York Times anti-Trump op-ed piece. That's an outrageous story. The People, number 10, Burt Reynolds, number 9, Alex Jones, number 8, John McCain, number 7, Ronan Farrow, and Andrew Lack. tied at 7. Colin Kaepernick is at 6. Jeff Sessions is at 5. 4 is Robert Mueller. 3, Brent Kavanaugh. And Cory Booker, the U.S. Senator from New Jersey, who created a bit of a stir at the chaotic hearings. Bob Woodward is at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. And this was one of the most intense weeks in politics.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. Yeah. I feel like Mr. Rogers, when I say, can you say grandstander, boys and girls? And then attach that to Cory Booker's name and how really ridiculous and silly he looked and seemed and sounded this week as someone who was trying to get attention for himself because he wants to run for president in 2020, whether this makes him look, it doesn't make him look good. Gives people. Is it true, Michael? Do you think that it isn't what you say, but just how you say my name that carries the day? I was thinking about that in regard to Cory Booker, and I was thinking about it in regard to Alex Jones, who was a fringe at best. I mean, he has a solid, strong listenership and podcast, radio and podcast listenership. But with all the attention focused on him now, with Twitter banning him and the other. This guy's never had so much publicity in his life.
Yeah, his fame and infame are basically good for him.
Yeah.
I've been in Washington up until today. I was in D.C. all week. And,
were you at the fair?
Yeah, hold their feet to the fire. I did about 27 radio interviews in a couple of days. So it gave me a really good feel for the temperature of the hosts.
What really is. Yeah, right. Yep.
But some people believe that losing these major platforms will ultimately hurt Alex Jones because he's used them so effectively, and now he doesn't have these platforms, so he's going to have to build other ones or just rely on his own InfoWars platform. Other people feel that what you just said, spell my name correctly, look at how he's now a top name in the news. He's a newsmaker. Yeah. I'm still figuring it out. I'm on the fence between the two because being a big newsmaker today is very fleeting. Having a solid platform has more longevity. This could be the beginning of the demise of him, and this could be the peak of his fame. I don't know popularity. So the jury's out, as far as I'm concerned, about where Alex Jones is going from here. But frankly, who gives a damn?
All right, here's what I want to. I want this to be. This is our moment. This is a moment focused on you and Talkers Magazine and the convention that every year you have in June. Would you give Alex Jones the Freedom of Speech Award at
no.
the Talkers next Talkers Convention?
No. Now. My reason for that is complicated. You and I didn't talk for 2 years after we gave the Freedom of Speech Award to G. Gordon Liddy back in the 90s when he...
That's true.
Okay? Almost 2 years, you and I did not speak. That's how contentious...
And I called you one Sunday morning. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, we just... matter of fact, I was telling somebody the story, and they said, well, how'd you get back together? I said, I don't know. We just started talking again. Yeah. Enough time went by. Who cared, you know?
Right, yep.
I wish we had an hour just to talk about this. This is one of the most interesting chapters in talk radio history. And you and I were in
with
the hall.
Alex Jones and now?
No, the G. Gordon Liddy thing. I mean, you just brought up a sensitive subject when you said, would I give the freedom of speech, meaning would talkers. But it ultimately rests on my shoulders.
Yeah.
The late Gene Burns and I were attacked by almost every major newspaper in the country.
We had the talk convention in Houston at the Space Center, and Gloria Allred, God love her.
But you,
she had every news camera in town there, and she was out protesting with signs. Gordon Liddy deserves to go to jail. Well, he'd already been in jail, but you know, stuff like that. It was fabulous promotion.
Mm-hmm. But the difference
but it ended up in a few.
It ended up with a lot of relationships breaking down, and it really put the concept of the First Amendment to the test. And, you know, the difference between Liddy getting the award and Alex Jones getting the award is because I do believe to this day that Liddy was unfairly depicted as a villain for what he said about FBI agents invading homes and shooting innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was taken out of context, as so many people are, and portrayed for saying something he didn't say, and he stuck to his guns.
Yeah,
that
literally.
That was an exercise in free speech. I can't get behind defending the free speech of somebody. Well, honoring the free speech of somebody, not defending, because I will defend Alex Jones. I think Alex Jones has the right to the First Amendment, as did Liddy, as do you, as do I, as everybody.
Be as much of a boob as he wants. Yep.
Right. But I think the thing that put him over the top in terms of his fame or infame was that Sandy Hook thing really hurt a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not accusing him here because I don't want to get into that lawsuit, but the alleged things that he has done are not something that I can support. I do not believe that the Sandy Hook situation was a fake situation. I think that was very real.
It's not. Like people say that the landing on the moon didn't take place.
Right.
All this other stuff that is fake news, or they think is. There's plenty of fake news. That's not included in the list, frankly. All right, so that's that was a great explanation. Thank you. And thanks for reminding me about that sore wound.
Are you still mad?
No. Yeah, sure, I'm still mad. Yeah.
I got to tell you the Jack Anderson story after the break.
Okay.
From that.
Yeah. Yep. And he was one of my great friends and a fabulous friend of talk radio. Let's get to that. After I sell some Calitrin, take the pounds off sensibly, please. This is a weight loss program. It's such strong support from the people that distribute Calitrin. There are thousands of people in the United States and around the world, United States and Canada mostly, who have learned about nutrition and food and what you're eating and all that other stuff, exercise, yada, yada, yada. But they've also learned that the main ingredient in Calitrin, which is something that your body needs, collagen, 30% of the protein in your body is collagen, and you stop making it when you get into your 30s. So you need to supplement as you get older so that you can keep the fat from growing in your body, and that happens with the exercise, the muscle that's developed around the collagen and the protein. The muscle pushes the fat out, and it burns it off, and you get rid of the weight. Not going to happen overnight, but it happens with good, slow, steady progress when you follow the directions in Calitrin, which has been declared by every major weight loss institute as the safest way for you to lose weight. And it's good for joint support because of the collagen as well. There are so many benefits of using this product. So we can talk about one or we can talk about a dozen. Bottom line is this is really good for you. Lose the weight, take care of your body with Calitrin. Calitrin makes there are a number of different products actually, but this is the best way for you to get familiar with them. Lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Website toploss.com. And you'll get if you use the code DJV, you get 10% off whatever you buy. Plus, if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get the next one free. But you got to check that box for DJV at toploss.com. Lose weight. Think about it. Do something about it right now. And make sure you tell them you heard about Calitrin. Use that DJV code. Toploss.com. For toploss.com, C-O-M, for Calitrin. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV. You know, one of the things, the great things about our friendship is that we can, without it being difficult, we can talk about things that happen in friendships. It doesn't make any difference whether it's on the air or off the air, or whether we were in this business or any other business in terms of being friends. And I don't want that to sometimes, I'm saying this for the audience's benefit, sometimes we get too close and then we get too inside and it then becomes bad radio rather than good radio. So I apologize for all the moments when you hear Michael and I sort of slip into whatever our familiar game is, and then we come out of it, because that's not for the audience. I mean, the audience might be interested in who we are and what we're all about, but this program is about what's going on in News Talk Radio, and our thanks to all the radio stations, hundreds of them around the country, that take this program every weekend, because it is a very important cog in the wheel to understand what's going on. This can be a crazy business. So, News Talk Radio in the focus on the countdown to 21 after the hour.
One country act is great, but Red Sun Festival is bringing you five country acts on an outdoor stage to benefit car fire relief. It's a full-volume country fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn, Sunday, September 30th, with Baron Rachels. David Lunnings. Carly Pierce.
I remember every little thing.
Frankie Ballard.
Sunshine,
and headliners Eli Young Band. It's a huge show with a huge heart. $5 from every ticket, plus all net proceeds and donations from the bands go to car fire relief efforts. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 donated. We promise bars, food trucks, and fun. So check out RedSunFestival.com for details. Rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th on the Reading Civic lawn. Get tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, time for us to continue pursuing the stories and the people this week that are big in the News Talk Radio world. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I don't want to get too distracted this week because, as you said a few minutes ago, there's a lot of meat in these lists. And so I would like to go to, let's start with number one, if we may, Michael, the op-ed piece that may have come from Pence's staffer, who knows. But the outrageousness here, I'm going to give you my little bit of a spin, and then I'd really like to get yours on the New York Times itself and how it has tried to position itself. And in the news world, it seems to have more credibility than it does with its readers, because its circulation, as one finds out, is bigger in Miami than it is in New York. And I find that's pretty interesting in and of itself. And they don't have a lot of people.
It is a national newspaper.
So in this circumstance, people pay a lot of attention to some of the things that are in it because of their own blowing their own horn well. But this op-ed piece seems it's not well-rounded. It seems so obvious what their intention. We're back to things that, are done by the news media to sort of shape public opinion. Do you agree with me this was an outrageous?
I think it's outrageous that it happened. I don't necessarily lay that outrage at the feet of the New York Times.
Okay.
Anonymous sources are a part of journalism. You cannot have every source identified, or you won't get sources, you won't get news, you won't investigate.
Right.
You have to have that whole idea of protecting your sources. It comes from the need. Trump saying all sources should be, named or not run. We wouldn't have journalism anymore. So what defines whether a source can be believed or not? The credibility of the newspaper. If a news organization has credibility, then you rely on their sources, reliable sources of being credible. So it comes down to whether you believe the New York Times is so uncredible that they would make up a story or contrive a story to bring down Trump, or is this a credible source from inside the administration that wrote this? Then you can decide which direction you want to take your outrage. Is the outrage against the New York Times?
So which direction are you going in? Where are you going?
I believe the New York Times. I do not believe that the New York Times is stupid enough to risk their entire reputation on bringing down Trump.
So why did this op-ed piece go to them instead of to the Washington Post? Or some other bugle that's down there.
Because regardless of what Donald Trump says, the New York Times is not failing. The New York Times is the most influential newspaper in America.
It needed to go there to get the coverage that it did.
That's my opinion.
The attention. Ladies and gentlemen, on the talkers list this week. Number one, do you realize how huge that is? In terms of what the impact of the conversations about this and who done it, I think that's part of the intrigue, isn't it?
This is the big question. Yeah. Everybody's speculating, who did it. Some people think it's a collaborative effort, that it's a conspiracy among a number of staffers.
Mm-hmm. But they're Mike Pence's staffers. They're not Trump staffers.
No, I don't think Pence has anything to do with it. I think Pence is no more stupid than the New York Times for drumming up something like this. Pence just has to wait it out.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to force it. He just has to wait it out.
That's interesting.
And he's a clever guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to put
right
his
place at the right
he's
time.
He's not going to risk it any more than the Times is going to risk it.
Yeah. All right. We continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger. And being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
34 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the things that are highlighted this week in the lives of the people doing this for a living, people who are having fun, people who are getting caught. People are getting caught all the time. Yes, right, exactly. All right, now, we made reference a few minutes ago to your being in Washington this week, mm-hmm. the hold their feet to the fire thing that Bob.
Well, you're going to say Bob Dane, one of the people. The Federation for American Immigration Reform,
right.
Which is FAIR, which is an organization that has had its share of controversy. It's run by a fellow named Dan Stein. Dan Stein is one of the most influential people in the history of the modern American immigration reform movement.
Yep.
And I did about 27 radio interviews.
A lot of talk radio people go there every year. I stopped going because I didn't think it was the bill of fare that I kind of, even though I'm a strong, strong supporter of the focus that has been basically their mainstay, and that is cleaning up our immigration system, which basically sucks in this country. It's a mess. So anyway, you had 27 interviews.
I did about 27 interviews over a two-day period on this topic on radio stations. There were about 65 there. I would have done 65 interviews, except you can't do it. Some of them are happening at the same time. So, and plus it would fry my brain. My brain is already fried from it. It's very.
Brain sounds like it's where you just went.
Well, it's a grueling experience. Nonetheless, that's where I was, and it was the immigration issue is one of the leading issues of the Trump presidency, and Donald Trump brought it back. It had its life over the last dozen years that FAIR has existed on talk radio. So there were times when nobody talked about it but talk radio.
Yep.
And I was telling Dan Stein, I said, I think at this point it's no longer a matter of holding anybody's feet to the fire. The whole purpose was to bring it to the attention of your elected officials. Now it's a matter of how is immigration reform going to be affected? Is it going to be harsh? Is it going to be draconian? Is it going to be empathetic? Is it going to be nuanced? You know, and I think we're at that phase. There's no question there is going to be immigration reform. It's just a matter of doing it right, and therein lies the controversy. And Stein's eyes lit up. It's like he hadn't thought about that. He's still fighting the battle, you know.
Right, we need battle. Fight. Yeah.
Right. So I think it has evolved, and I think that is totally due to the influence of Donald Trump. I mean, mm-hmm. Donald Trump has taken an issue and brought it to the fore. You may not like the way he's doing it, but you know, the ends and the means are two different things in politics, and I don't think we should lose sight of that. If I could just backtrack for one quick second, for those that were listening from the beginning of the show, I had said we were talking about Alex Jones on the chart.
Yeah.
Twitter bans Alex Jones, and you asked a provocative question, would talkers ever give him the Freedom of Speech Award? And I said, not really, even though we had been through something very similar back in the 90s. G. Gordon Liddy was the Alex Jones of that decade in terms of saying things that were controversial. And I explained myself, and if anybody wants to hear that again, go to the podcast. Doug will tell you how to hear this. I'm not going
to repeat
that.
Actually, just go to talkradioshow.com, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Talk Radio Countdown Show.com. That's where the podcast will appear.
But 2 days before that convention, when we were about to give the award to G. Gordon Liddy for freedom of speech, Jack Anderson, who was kind of a heroic character back then, one of the major journalists.
Everybody knew. You talk about somebody that people knew.
Right.
The Washington merry-go-round was his column.
Right.
It was national, and he had so much influence. Anyway, go ahead, Michael.
So he calls me on the phone, and I knew him, and he says, Michael, I have to talk to you. This is Jack Anderson. You're giving this award to G. Gordon Liddy. And I said, yeah. He says, look, you and I are friends, and you respect me, right? I said, yes, of course I respect you, Jack. And remember, this is the 90s. I am a much younger man. You know, he's an older man. I was very...
And people did respect him.
He was the word of God.
He was everybody who wanted to get something out quietly would whisper it in Jack's ear, and it would end up in print.
Right. Yeah. So he says to me, I'm going to tell you something very important. You can't give this award to G. Gordon Liddy. I said, I am. He said, Michael, if you give this award to G. Gordon Liddy, you will be destroying your career. You will never, ever, ever have a career anymore. That will be the biggest mistake you ever make. Now, he wasn't threatening me. He was just giving me advice. that that was such a bad move. Yeah. And I said, and here's what I said to them. I said, Jack, you may be right. However, if I rescind the award, that would definitely destroy my credibility. It would destroy my career, and it would destroy my my own feeling about myself. I can't. If the cards fall that way, whatever. I'm giving him that award, even if it means I'm finished. I'd rather go out that way than to back down because it would be bad for my public relations. Okay, but you've been warned. And obviously, it wasn't the end of my career.
No. Jack Anderson and I were very good friends. And he wanted to know what my relationship was with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I was at the time vice president of the Talk Host Association, which was closely aligned and affiliated with you and Talkers Magazine. And so he wanted me to basically carry that water to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I couldn't, I wouldn't, I didn't know how. You know, I mean, a lot of people have asked me to do a lot of things over the years that I had no business being involved in the first place. And for whatever the reason, I said no.
Interesting.
And I don't know if I ever told you that.
No, before. No, I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea. You know, crazy stuff. Those were interesting times. Someday, you know, there's a book in all of this. There's so many great stories, folks, that have not been told behind the story, behind the scenes.
How I got close to Jack, actually, now I'm thinking about that. He wrote a book. And this is the time when I got close to him. I was doing my program from Washington. The studios were two blocks from the White House. Remember when Pat Robertson had that facility at 1800 Penn? Anyway. So Anderson was on my program once, and he and I just hit it off. And he invited me to his house. He was a big Mormon, by the way. He was one of the most vocal Mormons, if not in the country, but certainly with the Washington, the cathedral in Washington. And he had a big family and yada, yada. Anyway, so, and his wife was the sweetest thing. He really wanted to be bigger in talk radio. That was one of the, he glommed onto me because he wanted to be on the radio more.
Yep.
He saw his deal, the stuff in print was one thing, but he wanted to be on the radio. So I gave him a weekly slot. He was on all the time with me talking about some of the things that he'd written.
Right.
And I think he saw himself as a host on his own. It wouldn't have worked because he didn't have that.
He tried it out. It didn't work.
He didn't have the chops for it.
But
right.
he was a great writer. And of course, he, you know, every dog has its day. He had his day.
And I'm sure a number
of people listening to this don't even know who he is.
Well, he wrote the definitive book on what happened to JFK. A lot of people don't. He looked around, nosed around, and because of his connections with various mafia dons, remember, guy like that has to have informants in almost every scurrilous business there is. And people trusted him because he never, ever outed anybody.
Well, this goes back to what I said in the previous segment, that back to the New York Times, number one story, the anti-Trump piece. And Trump saying that journalists should reveal their sources. He's even saying that the White House demands that they reveal who it is and they be tried on treason. You have to protect your sources, and you have to protect your credibility, which means that if you're going to use unnamed sources, you damn well better have credibility. If you just say, hey, so-and-so told me something, or we have an anonymous story, and you don't have the credibility, well, then, you know, you're blowing in the wind.
Yep.
And that's why I am positive that the New York Times story is real.
Yeah.
Because they would not blow, they would be destroyed.
Yeah, they would be. You're right. Yeah, that's right. They're not powerful enough to make it up. They can't make it stick.
No, in a sense.
Yeah. So Jack Anderson had two moments in history that come right to mind that affected him tremendously. One of them was the book on Who Killed JFK.
Right.
And the other was when he outed Thomas Eagleton. Do you remember that name?
Sure. Remember Thomas Eagleton was the vice presidential candidate, and they found out that he had had electroshock therapy,
and they put Sergeant
Shriver in at the last minute.
Yep. Jack Anderson ruined his career, and he said to me, if there was one regret in my career, one thing I wish I could take back, it was that. He wished he had never published what he did because he realized he ruined the career of a good man. So, but you see, that's what happened. These people, so many people pay so much attention. Jack had that kind of clout.
Yeah.
And he ruined Eagleton's, not only his career, ruined his life.
Yeah, ruined his life.
His life was over after that. And it just was really something that was momentous. And so those are the two reasons that I hold him, at least I was very pleased that we became friends. And then his career pretty much was finished. He got mugged. He used to live about 10 blocks from his office, and he walked home from work every night. And in the fall of, I don't remember, I'd have to go back and think about the year, it was like 19, would have been early 90s. He was walking home.
Yeah, it was in the 90s. I don't know if it was early or late 90s. I know that his career was at its peak in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
My story took place during the Clinton 1 as opposed to Clinton 2.
But he was never the same, Michael. He was mugged and somebody hit him over the head with a pipe.
He went from being a liberal to a conservative.
He was.
They say, what is it? A conservative is a former liberal who's been mugged.
Yeah. Well, it changed his life, and it created. And he died of Parkinson's, the doctor said that the Parkinson's developed when his brain damaged from getting hit with the pipe.
That's awful.
Is what did him in. Lots of great things
in
memory bank.
But just ties together all of this stuff about sources. Sources are such an important part of journalism. The New York Times story is fascinating on so many levels. And Twitter banning Alex Jones, which is a number 8 story, really gets to the heart of the First Amendment. Because you hear people all over saying, it's against his First Amendment rights.
No, it's not.
No, it's Twitter's First Amendment right to have whoever they want.
They run
Facebook's
the thing.
First Amendment right to have whoever they want. And, of course, YouTube. So, therefore, yours truly, Mr. First Amendment champion, I have to support them over Alex Jones because that's the way the Constitution is written.
In the People Department this week, let's review our survey results from the work done by the Folks Talkers magazine. The editor and publisher is Michael Harrison. He says, in terms of people number 10 on the list is Burt Reynolds. Alex Jones is in the number 9 position. John McCain, because of the continuing overview post-mortem, if you'll pardon the pun, on his life and his funeral, number 8. Ronan Farrow at number 7. Let's see, Colin Kaepernick is 6. Jeff Sessions is 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Brett Kavanaugh is 3. Bob Woodward, because of the book. We talk about the grandstanding of people like Booker and Alex Jones. Woodward's the same way. He's just another big grandstander, living on the laurels of the stuff done in the 70s. And number 1 on the list of people is Donald Trump. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. Final comment from Michael right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Stem cell therapy is a relatively new area that holds a lot of potential. One hurdle has been that it takes a lot of stem cells to make a viable treatment. Recently, the FDA allowed a new automated system capable of producing the needed stem cells in a short period of time.
If we traditionally produce these cells in the laboratory culture setting, you can produce maybe a few million cells, but that's not enough to treat a patient. Now with this automated system, we can produce billions of cells.
Dr. Gujun Bu says one area where stem cells are being studied in the clinic is for the treatment of hemorrhagic stroke.
These patients suffering not just the stroke damage to neurons, but also secondary events, which are inflammation in your body, which drive more damages.
Dr. Bu says the stem cells can neutralize the inflammation, minimizing that damage. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states.
For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
In terms of stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, these are the top 10 usual sports radio focus on the NFL first week of the regular season, Major League Baseball. Number 10. Let's see, number 9, the passing of Burt Reynolds. If it had happened earlier in the week, it would have been higher on the list, I think, but what an iconic conversation about him and his life. Twitter and Alex Jones at number 8. The NBC controversy about Weinstein, number 7. Primaries that were held last week, number 6. The Nike deal with Colin Kaepernick, as 5. Number 4, the continuing blah, blah, blah on the Russian investigation. Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings at number 3. The book that Bob Woodward has written about Trump is number 2. And anti-Trump op-ed piece. In literal terms, that's number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown show. One of the things that Michael does extraordinarily well, it's both sides of the mic. Like he's sort of the person that I'm interviewing or going to for expertise on the Talk Radio Review. He, on his own, has conducted some fabulous interviews over the years and has a podcast, The Michael Harrison Interview. This week you have a conversation with a newspaper man. Why a newspaper man from a radio man. Guy?
Yeah. A newspaper man who also is a pioneer in online radio stations, the Boston Herald's editor-in-chief, Joe Shaka. He is an innovative newspaper man and very involved in bringing the Boston Herald into the 21st century by making it a multi-platform news organization as opposed to just newsprint. And we talk about the state of newspapers and the state of news organizations in two things that are happening right now. One, the digital age, and two, the age of Trump.
And he comes across as someone who's very knowledgeable, very smart. Oh, this is a good move.
This guy is one of the best. He's got ink flowing in his veins. He's a 40-year veteran, and he's still on the cutting edge. You can read about it, you can hear about it, rather, at mhinterview.com. And I appreciate your attention.
mhinterview.com. You can also find it at talkers.com. 10 before the hour on the countdown.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to ReadingDuckyDerby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
We're counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get back to our countdown. The effort now focusing on Stephen J.J. Wiseman's contribution as a lawyer. He's a professor of law, in fact, also practices law. So what does that tell you about him?
It tells you like my grandmother could never pronounce the word lawyer. She'd say that. My grandson, the liar, I'd say, lawyer. And she'd say, don't correct me.
Don't correct me. All right, so anyway, also scamaside.com is his website, which is dedicated to informing you about all these damn scams. I'm telling you, more stuff is coming across now on my computer, things that I know are phony baloney things. And the one thing that is, all this should be telling to everybody, if you want not to get any more of the stuff that you're getting that you don't want to get, you go to unsubscribe. And if you click on that and they want your email address, then it's a phony baloney. It is because they've already got your email address. That's why you're unsubscribing. Duh. So how much of that stuff is there around still? Or is it even more? I'm speculating, yeah.
Yeah, and what happens is with the when the bad guys send you the stuff that's truly garbage, if you do respond to take me off your list, what that means is, oh, we have a live one on the other end.
Yeah.
So you get that same thing with when you get robocalls as well.
Yep. All right, let's get to the legal implications of some of the stories this week on the Talkers Top 10. The continuing focus on Mr. Kavanaugh and the confirmation hearings and what a fool Cory Booker made of himself this week more than anything else, but that has nothing to do with the legalese here. This guy's got 51 votes, right?
Well, yeah, he's got the votes. And the thing is, you know, first of all, you got to give the Democrats a little bit of agreement with the fact that you don't drop 40,000 pages of documents and say that, you know, you're going to question and be able to go through them in one night. So the hearing should have been deferred until there was time to review these. That being said, Justice Kavanaugh, and he is a federal court judge, may not be my cup of tea as far as a jurist goes, and mm-hmm. with some things and some things not, but he's eminently qualified. I mean, this is a guy that really is qualified. So he's going to get through. And, you know, when they say you're not giving us a firm answer about abortion or other things, how can you possibly ask a judge to tell you how he's going to rule on a case before he's heard the case? If he gave them a firm answer, I'd be really, really disturbed.
Well, but that's the thing. They ask all these preposterous, grandstanding questions.
Oh, yeah.
Cory Booker looked like an absolute fool this week. But some of the other questions that were coming from some of these people were so political and so, I think, reprehensible is the word that I'd use, because it's so obvious what they're trying to do. It's just another cog in that political wheel that we keep focusing on, because nothing is getting done. And all these, but, 51 votes or however many the Republicans have, probably a couple of Democrats will vote for him too, right?
Oh,
why not?
I think so. Yeah, and, you know, once again, it isn't a Democrat-Republican thing because, frankly, it's at all of these hearings and depends who's in power. These hearings are done to make statements. Those questions aren't real questions. For the most part, they are political questions and, like you say, grandstanding. The real work, which does get done and should get done, is done behind the scenes and often by staff who inquire. Yeah.
All right. So Jeff Sessions, number 5 on the list of people this week, Attorney General. I don't know whether this is law or is there a law that protects him and other members of the cabinet, or can they just be fired on the whim of the president? If that's the case, why the hell doesn't Trump just fire the guy if he doesn't like him?
He doesn't like him. And, Sessions has continued the Russian probe. Sessions was behind yesterday the sighting of North Korean for cyber crimes. Bottom line is he could fire him, but politically he can't do it before the midterm elections. Too much flack.
Okay, so November 10th we'll see be saying bye-bye to...
Yeah.
So who goes in, who becomes the new attorney general? That's very important for lawyers, I would think.
It is, but it'll be somebody that Trump feels is a puppet.
Right. A puppet on a string. Remember Howdy Doody? This is like Howdy Doody being president. Oh, no. Buffalo Bob being president. The bad thing is that you and I both remember Howdy Doody. All right. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A rapidly strengthening Hurricane Florence churning across the Atlantic toward a possible direct hit on the U.S. southeast later this week, triggering warnings to people up and down the coast. Get their emergency kits ready, map out their escape routes, and fill sandbags. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says it's time.
Make your plans now. If you have presume that a major hurricane is going to hit right smack dab in the middle of South Carolina and may go way inshore. And that means winds and water.
Florence crossed the 74-mile-an-hour threshold from tropical storm to hurricane Sunday morning, and by Sunday night, its winds were 85 miles an hour, as the National Hurricane Center warned it was expected to become an extremely dangerous major hurricane by Monday and remain that way for days. A tower that honors the passengers and crew killed when a hijacked plane crashed into rural Pennsylvania field now in place. The final major feature of the 2,200-acre memorial, the Tower of Voices, was dedicated Sunday. Former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge on hand said the 40 chimes will provide an everlasting concert to the memory of the 40 people who died aboard Flight 93.
Every day, their music will sweep across acreage of earth and etched stone, across wildflowers and hemlock trees. Rain or shine, their music will calm and comfort us.
Nearly 3,000 people died in the September 11, 2001 attack, which also targeted the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. CBS chief Les Moonves resigned Sunday, just hours after six more women accused the veteran television executive of sexual misconduct. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
On September 17, 1787, the delegates of the Constitutional Convention signed that document, our great Constitution, in Philadelphia. Thus, each September, we celebrate Constitution Day. And though the framers never imagined the cell phone, they did ensure your right to free speech and self-determination, which is exactly what Patriot Mobile is all about. Patriot Mobile celebrates the Founding Fathers and your values, and it is the only cell phone carrier that supports conservative causes like the Susan B. Anthony Fund, the NRA, Heritage Foundation, while also providing you the same nationwide, reliable service with unlimited talk and text for less money, no hidden fees. So in honor of that day in 1787, Patriot Mobile is offering all data plans for $17.87 for your first month of service. Plus, they'll send you a pocket constitution absolutely free. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Get unlimited talk, text, and data for your first month, $17.87 plus a free pocket constitution. Go to patriotmobile.com/Hugh or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Let's celebrate the Constitution Day and support our rights one call at a time.
As sex abuse investigations into the Catholic Church continue, New York's Archbishop tells worshipers at St. Patrick's Sunday Mass not to be afraid. Correspondent Julie Walker has this report.
During the prayer of the faithful, Deacon Kenneth Radcliffe had a timely message.
For all victims of sexual abuse and harassment, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
During his homily, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, without mentioning the sex abuse scandal by name, told worshipers he knows they have fears about what's happening to the church.
As we wonder at times whether she's going to be able to weather the storms of the scandal and the division, the scrutiny, the evil that's been done, even by leaders in the church.
But he said, to quote the Bible,
be not afraid.
At St. Patrick's Cathedral, I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Dozens of Colorado state and local elections officials recently participated in cybersecurity and other exercises to reinforce the state's voting status as among the most secure in the nation ahead of the November midterm elections.
Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen praised Colorado as a national leader in safeguarding elections during an address last week in Denver. Nielsen briefly reiterated her concerns about potential Russian state-led hacking of U.S. elections, particularly of voter databases. Colorado's Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams told county officials the exercise aims to increase public confidence that their votes are safe in the state.
Jeremy House reporting. It's a face that you probably recognize. You don't know the name, but you know him. Bill Daly, the comic sidekick to leading men on the sitcoms I Dream of Jeannie and the Bob Newhart Show, died over the weekend. He was 91 years old. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's provocation time on the radio, and that means we're going to go through the stories, the list of things from Talkers Magazine, according to them. What they say are the big talk topics this week. And on the panel of Intelligentsia, Rich McFadden, who's at the controls, actually, in our studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan, who's associated with one of the finest radio programs in the history of broadcasting, the DJV show. She happens to be the V in the DJV show. And speaking of, sometimes people think I'm saying quickly, the Diva show. It's DJV show, not the Diva show.
Right, it could be, yeah.
And speaking of divas, Walter Sterling has joined us. He is a Westwood One talk host. You can hear his program on the weekend, Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern time. He has lots of memories. He's known a lot of people in the talk radio world. He brings a certain amount of expertise to our conversations because he's sort of a naysayer. And you'll probably get the drift of what that means as we go through the actual list here of things, according to talkers anyway, that are the biggies. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio as usual. What's going on in week one of the NFL? Tom Brady says he's going to play forever, or at least for the next 5 years, whichever comes first. Major League Baseball action, that sort of thing as we get. Isn't it amazing? We're talking about the end of the season already. Woo! At number nine, something that I think is, well, because it happened late in the week, it hasn't attracted as much attention as it will over the weekend. An overview in depth of the life of Burt Reynolds, bigger than life, the passing of Burt Reynolds, a heart condition. Man, did that guy have a life. He really did. Twitter banning Alex Jones at number eight. The NBC Weinstein story continuing. I don't know if that's as big as... I asked Walter about this because he's been with all the high muckety-mucks over the years at all the big networks. Weinstein and NBC trying to kill that story because of their relationship with him. What about Les Moonves getting booted out of CBS? What do you make of that?
The last time I got fired, I got 7 weeks severance. And I had to get a lawyer to get more, and I got 8 weeks after I spent money on a lawyer. They're about to fire Les and give him $100 million for his misbehavior. $100 million. And I believe it was all framed by Shari Redstone, who wants to merge the two companies, Viacom and CBS, and Les kept saying no, 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 no. So Shari threw a banana peel.
Well, Shari Redstone's father was the founder of Viacom, a guy named Sumner Redstone. This is a Massachusetts company. This guy is, 97, I think, now, or 98. His daughter has taken over in his stead. She's no pushover, and there's always been a clash between her and Moonves as to who actually was going to control this, what? How much is this company, CBS and Viacom, together worth? Hundreds of billions of dollars. That's a big company. And
he was winning. And then,
well, if that's the case, though, Walter, if not to get too deeply into the weeds, but if he's winning, then why does the board of directors want to throw him out?
Well,
because that's
where
this
winning,
is coming from.
No, he was winning until the sexual misconduct allegations showed up. And then he started losing.
All right. Did somebody go digging for a way to discredit him? Is that what this is about?
Yes, and that's why they're also going to give him $100 million to go away rather than just tell him to go away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is the message here that if you sexually abuse your employees that they'll pay you?
That's exactly the message that it's sending to women.
Right.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Right.
That would make me just boycott CBS anyway.
Well, it kind of tells you about, you know, the real heart and soul of all of this stuff. We're back to money again and how it has been used. And that's maybe the business to look at number seven, the Weinstein story. You know, the impact financially of deals that NBC had. Do you have any insight into that, Walter? The deals that the NBC had with Weinstein?
I happen to believe NBC's point of view on this, which is they keep saying the reason we didn't run the story is we could not get one of the accusers to go on record by name. And therefore, for journalistic standards, they didn't have a story.
But that's not
why
true.
Why does everybody else have the goods
on
them?
That actually wasn't true because the woman came forward and said she was attached to the story and she was willing to even go on camera for Ronan Farrow's initial first draft. So... NBC, they're lying.
Those of you who don't know the story, I'm sorry, we didn't do a good job of this. Ronan Farrow, who is Mia Farrow and Woody Allen's son, has
Frank
been
Sinatra.
Responsible. Frank Sinatra, excuse
right.
me, thank you, Ms. Walsh.
Yeah.
Don't tell Woody.
don't tell Woody that he didn't father that incredibly gorgeous son.
So this guy has been working. And he was the person responsible for first outing Weinstein, and the stories then have been legion. This kid gone on and on and on, finding out, getting dirt on a lot of these people, these titans of Hollywood. And so he was interviewed, and NBC says, well, we don't have enough information, and so we're not going to run the story on Weinstein that Farrow put together. That's nonsense. With all of the other information that's there, they couldn't find a reporter to go interview somebody.
Since Weinstein personally not run up a story because they don't have enough information.
Right, exactly. And Weinstein showed up in the newsroom personally. Come on, really? And you're going to try to make the claim that, oh, you just didn't have a source who was willing to go on camera? I don't believe any of that.
All right, we'll continue.
Meanwhile, they're all talking about an op-ed this week that's anonymous.
Right, exactly. Yeah, how does that have any credibility whatsoever? That's the number one story, actually, Richie. You're right. The whole business about the New York Times, the only reason it was in there is because
we don't need to know
New
who
York...
wrote it, but we won't talk about this Harvey Weinstein thing because there's nobody here to talk about it.
Right, yeah. The New York Times, man, what a piece of trash. And just really...
Well, I think the way to talk about the New York Times from now on is the way they would talk about a radio show, which is a local newspaper.
Okay.
Remember newspaper? They always say a local radio station without ever giving the call. Well, let's just call them what they are, which is not only are they, I know the research on the New York Times, not only is it a local newspaper, it doesn't have distribution to most of New York City. It has no reporter in Queens, not one reporter in Queens, but two in Miami. And their only distribution, and it's a fact, is on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. That's it. So this is a local newspaper.
And the fact that they are big in Miami tells you what about the actual readership?
No, it tells you about the arrogance of the paper thinking, well, you know, we're going to be a national paper and have reporters in Miami, L.A., Chicago. But, oh, by the way, none in Queens. It's a local newspaper. And that's what I'd always call it from now on. It's a local newspaper.
That's a great perspective on it. All right. Walter, Rich, Victoria, Doug, at 4:15, this is the Talk Radio Roundup. Here's an urgent message from Dr. David Brownstein. Did you know that your body's primary defense center resides in your gut? You knew that, right? My friends, the doctors that are associated with my weekday program, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, say basically the same thing. Did you know... And a lot of people don't know, actually, that your system's ability to fight disease and the other things that go wrong in your body is because the bacteria is not operating properly in your gut. That's where your body's immune system is located. So don't become a patient. Take advantage of a fabulous tea called Life Change Tea. It's very simple. This is a super strong tea that cleanses your body from all those intruders that will mess up your gut, that will mess up and cause disease in your body. Life Change Tea is all natural. Life Change Tea is all organic. Life Change Tea is made and blended in these here United States. So, you want to clean your body out, get rid of the unhealthy bacteria and other stuff that's in there, the yuckabungas, as I call them, and you just easily go to getthetea.com. Yep, go to the website getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship. Get the well, the number of teas, but Life Change is the strongest one, and the one that fights the pesticides and the things that are a result of processed foods. No GMOs, no pesticides anymore. Use Life Change Tea every day. Have a cup, and your life will change. The benefits are as long as your arm. You got to go to getthetea.com to get it. Getthetea.com. Discount code DJV. They're shipping free. Not available in stores anywhere. Clean out your body with Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience, because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, special 10% off deal. if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com for Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. All right, let's see a couple of other stories that are on the list here we haven't talked about yet. Bob Woodward's book is included in the list of the top 10 stories. The confirmation hearings continuing for Mr. Kavanaugh at the Supreme Court. Kaepernick, I always like to say it not the way he likes to pronounce it, colon rather than Colin. Anyway, those are some of the things that we will talk about subsequently here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. No, it isn't either, actually. Rich, you said we have 30 seconds. We had a minute.
You have another minute there, sir.
I have another. All right. People list. On the list, the 10 people include at number 10, Burt Reynolds, Alex Jones at number 9. All right, I'll keep it to myself for a minute. At number eight, John McCain. Ronan Farrow is at number 7. Colin Kaepernick is at 6. Jeff Sessions at 5. Mueller at 4. Do I even have to say his first name? Is it ineffective? Robert, who are you talking about, Mueller? The guy that makes the egg noodles?
Are you going to make Mueller like Madonna now?
Right, that's it. Yeah, Madonna, Oprah.
Elvis, Michael.
Yeah, right. Brett Kavanaugh and Cory Booker. That's interesting because Cory Booker is running for president. That's number 3. Woodward
not anymore.
You don't think? All right. Bob Woodward is number 2. And the Trumpster, the Donald, at number 1 on the people list here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for us to continue our stories regarding the stories here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden. So let's go back to the lists, well, the list, the people list, the stories list. We were about to talk about, I don't know how much insight we can bring to the public regarding the Tuesday primaries this past week. What I do think is important to know, at this point anyway in the discussion, is how much money was spent for advertising in the primaries and how much money will be spent as we move forward to the actual elections in November. According to many different sources, that number could be as high as $8 billion in advertising, much of it to be spent in 10 or 12 states, but that number itself seems so obscene, considering that that was the total amount that was spent by the candidates in the presidential election 2 years ago, and it's twice as much as was spent 8 years ago. This is becoming a real conundrum for me to try to figure out where all this money comes from. Why is it, or is it so obvious that it should be, it's like the nose on your face? There's so much money coming in to get people elected to positions of power so that they can influence things that the donors want influenced. But $8 billion, is there no limit? This is extreme, it seems to me anyway. It's good for the radio business.
Spend it all, because where does that money end up?
Well, it's good for business.
Right.
Yeah, with us. Yeah.
With us.
Right.
And then what do we do with it? We spend it, you know, it just keeps the money out in circulation. I'd rather have it in the pockets of the people that it gets out to, because then the radio stations spend the money and it gets out into circulation into the public instead of having it in those crazy people's hands.
This is not a tax. No one's forcing anybody to spend this money. These are donations either from incredibly rich people or in PACs. It's all voluntary money. It's like public broadcasting.
Except in public broadcasting, are they using the money to try to... I mean, advertising is about influencing people. Okay, that's fine, and obviously it works. Otherwise, they wouldn't spend the money. So that's good for us, for the indication or the assessment of our work is good because the message gets across. But what is the message, and what are they trying to... it's different if you're buying advertising. Let's say we're selling pillows, and I'm trying to get you to buy some pillows. That's great, but there's nobody that is coming from my pillow to give Joe Blow running for Congress a couple of bucks to influence what's going on in the business world of my pillow.
The reason for political advertising is not to convince you of a certain candidate. The reason for political advertising is to compel people to actually go and vote. That is the challenge. The minute most candidates declare, most people know who they would vote for. The job of advertising is to get you off your duff and into the polling place.
You know, it's interesting. Usually the primaries are not recognized by the average person as being the more important of the two elections, which, in fact, I maintain it is, because the crazies are the only ones who have, in traditional terms, turned out for the primaries to get their crazy candidates onto the ballot. And people don't realize, unless they've had some good civics courses, that the primaries are really more important, especially in terms of shaking out the nutbirds that you don't really want to see in positions of power, unless that's an elitist statement. Who am I to declare who the nutbirds are? But basically speaking, you look at the people who are in the primary list, and there's a lot of nutbirds there. And so that has been a bugaboo for me. In my town, we had a primary, and 24% of the registered voters showed up to vote, and everybody thought that was, wow, this is fabulous. 24% of the eligible voters showed up. This is a primary.
It's the same around the country. That's about all you get.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting. And people don't know what they're giving up by not participating, it would seem to me. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it... do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach.
Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Some of the gladiators of Talk Radio, News Talk Radio in the focus here. The end of each week sees us going through the stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine, the so-called Bible of the talk radio industry, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. These lists are published there every week, and all kinds of stories about some of your favorite hosts, all that good stuff. And the stories, if you will, behind the stories. So, let us concentrate on this, the item, actually the people list. Number three has Cory Booker there. Cory Booker is the 50-year-old senator, mayor of Newark before he became the senator from New Jersey. Our own Victoria Keelan, who's here with Rich McFadden, Walter Sterling, and Doug Steffen, is a resident of the state of New Jersey. How do people in New Jersey look upon Mr. Booker in general? And then as a result of some of the statements he's made this week, how does that impact his desire to be the next black senator, the next black president? It was clear to me that he was going to be running in 2020 and had pretty good chance until this past week, or maybe that hasn't affected a lot of people's views on him. So how do you view him in general, Victoria?
Well, I didn't have anything, and again, I'm a recent transplant to New Jersey, so
yeah, you grew up
literally Googling, yeah, but I haven't followed New Jersey politics. I've been a New Yorker for a long time, so
yeah.
I haven't had anything against Cory Booker, except I think it was last year, he did not support Bernie Sanders' bill that would have brought prescription drug prices down, because obviously in New Jersey this is sort of the insurance or the pharmaceutical companies, they're all based here, so they're obviously in his pocket.
I'm sorry,
because
I said
there's
insurance,
no reason.
And I meant pharma.
I meant pharma too. So obviously they're in his pocket, because there was no reason why he shouldn't have supported, you know, Bernie Sanders in that. So I didn't like him for that. I thought it was very transparent and very opportunistic. So that's kind of been my only take on him. I think he's a bit of a showboater. He certainly loves the camera. I don't think he's going to run for president. I don't think he'd have the support. I just don't really think that much about him at all,
Richie,
at this point.
Richie sure doesn't think he's got a chance. So why?
Well, I think he's right. He is a grandstander, and he proved it yesterday. When during the Kavanaugh hearings, he was jumping up and down, yelling, saying that he wanted these documents from when Kavanaugh worked with the White House released, so that they could see what he had talked with within the White House and George Bush on racial profiling and Roe v. Wade. And so he had asked the committee to clear the documents so that he could use them in the hearings. And when the hearings came up yesterday, he decided and said, "This is my Spartacus moment," and went on this rampage about how he's going to break all the Senate rules, and I don't care if they kick me out of the Senate, and yada, 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 and goes ahead and releases these documents and talks about them. Well, what he didn't realize is that the documents that he had asked to be cleared were actually cleared at 4 a.m. that morning, after the evening he had asked them to be cleared. So he goes on to question Kavanaugh about them, and Kavanaugh basically says on racial profiling, when police pull over, "I think it should be race neutral." Oh, okay. Game over.
Next.
So basically he pulled this stunt, and not only were the documents already released, which he knew and still went along with the stunt, but then he didn't get the answer he expected from Kavanaugh. So it was a big fat dud. Right there, and now he looks like a moron. But it depends on where you read about
it. I thought he looked like a moron when we found out that he, as mayor of Newark, did not live in Newark. And he did not.
Yeah, what about his friend T-Bone, the drug dealer?
Wait a minute, hold on a second. He was mayor of Newark, and he didn't live there? Where the heck did he live, and how did he get away with that?
He lived nearby. He didn't really get away with it. And because we're talking about it. But the other thing about the Judge Kavanaugh hearings, I think he's doing an incredible job. That Judge Kavanaugh, who I knew nothing about, when I'm looking at him answering these questions and on television, I find him charming and direct and much more effective than I would have ever imagined.
Well, so I've got one huge bone to pick with Judge Kavanaugh because he said that birth control is abortion-inducing, and that is not only medically so inaccurate and so just stupid, but that, to me,
that is stupid. That, did he actually say that?
He did. He was talking with Ted Cruz about an old case where the Catholic priests didn't want to supply birth control.
This part
to,
of the public hearing process
yeah.
this week?
Yeah. This
really?
Is, you can, yeah, this is, oh, you can Google this.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, and of course, Planned Parenthood has, you know, issued a statement saying, like, hello, no wonder there are so many protests there by women, because 95% of women use birth control in some form in their lifetime. And to say that all birth control is abortion-inducing, that's moronic. And
if you don't
want to
make
every,
this an issue, if you don't
women
want to
have every right to be concerned
this,
about
then
this
don't
guy,
say
is my point.
Anything about this stuff.
Right, but what I'm saying is women have every right to be concerned about this guy as a Supreme Court judge. That's I was okay with him up until that point, and now to me
he's
reality. Not a starter.
Here's the reality, though. They have the 51 votes. There's nothing anybody can do. It's a done deal.
Yep.
So all of this is just...
Walter, is your wife upset about some of these things that Victoria is talking about?
My wife's upset that I don't earn more money, and she's upset that the charge at Saks was declined. These are the things my wife's concerned about. Oh, and the fact that one of the windows on our 14-year-old car is stuck in the down position and we expect 4 inches of rain. These are the things my wife's concerned about.
Okay,
I doubt
but what
if
about,
she even
you
knows.
You have three daughters, so as a father, are you not concerned about the future of your daughter's independence when it comes to taking care of their own health care and having rights to choose what happens to their own bodies? To me, like that should be a cause for concern.
If you met my daughters, you'd have no concern about their ability to determine their fate and future. However, you'd have absolutely no concern.
People would say that about me too, Walter. But you know, law is law.
Here's how I feel. First of all, note that that Judge Kavanaugh had his 18 children in Catholic school uniforms sitting next to him. And so I don't think birth control has been a big part of that house. Secondly, if he said that birth control was a form of abortion, that was
18 children?
I'm just kidding.
No.
He is a Catholic yeah, okay. bevy of children. Yeah. And and if he said that, he's an idiot. And my feeling about I like what Dukakis said about abortion, which was that nobody likes abortion. But in my opinion, I'm not a woman, so I have no opinion about abortion.
Mm. I like what PJ O'Rourke said about abortion. I believe in it, too, if it were retroactive.
Yeah.
No,
Walter and I on the serious side. This is the Walter and I would probably have this conversation with you, Victoria, or anybody else in terms of relationships. I have not, fortunately, in my life been in a position where someone I was with had to confront whether to have an abortion or not. However, if they did, I would urge them or hope I could somehow influence them to carry the child to term and have the child adopted.
Not me. I've been in that position three times.
Okay.
And every time I said, whatever you want to do, I will support, no problem.
Was it with the same woman three times?
That's what the answer should be.
It's none of my business. It's not my body.
Right.
I don't carry the baby for 9 months. It's not my child. As a man, I can't begin to imagine the relationship of my body to a baby. I can't begin to imagine that. I don't have
but
that
But you were responsible for them getting
it's
pregnant.
None of,
you were the one that made the baby. They don't make the baby.
No. Right. We were responsible, and it winds up in her body, and it's her decision.
Well, you were actually irresponsible.
Okay.
We may have been irresponsible.
Right.
All right. Let's pause now for a couple of important announcements from a few of our favorite sponsors. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen with a Focus on MyPillow. MyPillow has mattress toppers. Did you know that? Three layers. This mattress topper is three layers thick. Foam for support and durability. Transitional foam for optimal comfort. And then there's that zippered cover made from the same material that they use on the MyPillows. It's a fabulous, and this just shows how extensive their line of products. They're known as MyPillow, but they have all kinds of things, sheets, mattresses, all kinds of bed toppers. You can go through the catalog, see what's there, and then get the best prices ever by using the code DJV. So if you're looking to get a good night's rest, you want to have all the best accessories, the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, get a great night's sleep every night with MyPillow products. The pillow is made from 100% cotton. You can buy one, get one free right now. And so many other things, up to 55% off on their special new Pillow Plus. That's a great product line and a great American company. So go online to MyPillow.com, order your pillows, get a great night's rest, order the sheets, order the whatever. Look there, and you'll be happy to know they'll finance anything you spend over $200. That's also an asset. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and start out by getting two of the world's most comfortable pillows at half price. Stop tossing and turning and get much better rest at MyPillow.com. Get your MyPillows and other products at MyPillow.com. Using the promo code DJV. In terms of stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, these are the top 10 usual sports radio focus on the NFL first week of the regular season, Major League Baseball. That's number 10. Let's see, number 9, the passing of Burt Reynolds. If it had happened earlier in the week, it would have been higher on the list, I think. But what an iconic conversation about him and his life. Twitter and Alex Jones at number 8. The NBC controversy about Weinstein, number 7. Primaries that were held last week, number 6. The Nike deal with Colin Kaepernick, as 5. Number 4, the continuing blah, blah, blah on the Russian investigation. Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings at number 3. The book that Bob Woodward has written about Trump is number 2. And anti-Trump op-ed piece. In literal terms, that's number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In combat, service members count on their brothers to have their backs. Yet when they return home to face the emotional, medical, and financial challenges of being a veteran, who has their back then? The answer is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides counsel along with a wide range of support and unwavering advocacy through various programs like the National Service Officer Program, as well as grant and scholarship programs. They provide the care, love, and support our heroic veterans so badly need and deserve. The Purple Heart Service Foundation wouldn't be able to do that without support from people like you. Together, let's honor their sacrifice with our service. The Purple Heart Foundation's programs only exist because of donations from patriots like you. For more information, visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Donate on behalf of a veteran you know. Join me in honoring the brave men and women who ensure our freedoms. Visit givetopurpleheart.org.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
In the People Department this week, let's review our survey results from the work done by the folks, Talkers Magazine. The editor and publisher is Michael Harrison. He says, in terms of people number 10 on the list, is Burt Reynolds. Alex Jones is in the number 9 position. John McCain, because of the continuing overview post-mortem, if you'll pardon the pun, on his life and his funeral, number 8. Ronan Farrow at number 7. Let's see, Colin Kaepernick is 6. Jeff Sessions is 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Brett Kavanaugh is 3. Bob Woodward, because of the book. We talk about the grandstanding of people like Booker and Alex Jones. Woodward's the same way. He's just another big grandstander, living on the laurels of the stuff done in the 70s. And number 1 on the list of people is Donald Trump. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, a couple more minutes here with our panel of experts, Victoria Keelan, Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the talkers list here. We've been through a lot of the controversy. We haven't talked about Alex Jones. And I think, Walter, because you're the national talk expert, talk show expert, what do you think of Alex Jones and his program?
I think that Twitter has done an amazing thing. They've taken a fringe character and made him famous. 99% of America has never heard him. They have no idea what they're talking about.
So
and he's a circus performer. He couldn't be happy. This is the greatest gift possible. Mm-hmm. Imagine, Doug, if you were smart enough to do something so stupid as to get Twitter to ban you, you'd be famous. They'd be fighting over your show.
What
and
can
that's
we do
what will happen
that,
with
Victoria?
Alex.
What do we do? What can we do to get him to ban us on Twitter? Well, the interesting thing this week, Richie, was that Mario Rubio, one of the great grandstanders of all time, I think, politically. Marco, I always call him Mario. Marco Rubio was someplace doing an interview, and Alex Jones is trying to get in his face, and Marco Rubio tells him to go away, leave him alone, and Alex keeps
That's what got Alex Jones eventually kicked off of Twitter, is his antics outside of the Capitol while Jack What's-His-Face, the owner of Twitter, was inside testifying.
Yeah.
And Alex Jones was just running his sideshow outside, and they basically said, look at this nut. He's out of here.
He almost got into a fist fight. Marco Rubio said to him, we want to go outside? Let's take this outside. They were ready to, to duke it out. It's really amazing. This guy has zero class.
And like Walter says, Alex is just loving it, eating it up.
Oh, yeah, eating it all up.
The best thing that could ever happen to him.
Yep. Right.
Problem is, he's got nowhere to put his content now. I mean, you know, he's been banned off of Twitter, Facebook.
He's got a radio, daily radio show.
I know. So. How many stations, though?
No, 3 or 4. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour, and it is our job in this moment, at this time every week, to go through the top five technology-related stories, the top five that will affect you or have affected you. Victoria Keelan is here to do that. We'll start with number five on our way to number one, with a focus on something new from Instagram.
Yep, Instagram is working on a new standalone app dedicated to shopping. Now, Instagram has been tempting users for a while now with all kinds of targeted ads, and you can shop right through the Instagram app. And so now, with all of those businesses, all 25 million retail businesses are on Instagram, so now they'll have their own new shopping app, and you can just go. They haven't named it yet, and they have not announced when it will be released, but it's pretty much going to be a surefire thing, and the way people are shopping on Instagram, this just makes nothing but sense. And so it's the a lot of critics are saying that, or tech experts are saying that this is the right move for Instagram, and it's just the next evolution for them to step into the e-commerce area. And they have lots of advertisers on Instagram now, so all of that will be rolled into this new standalone app. Right now they're calling it IG Shopping, but it may change from that.
All right. Number four on our way to number one.
Microsoft owns Skype, which is something I didn't even know until this week.
Yeah.
I don't know when they bought Skype. It started as an independent app a long time ago, but so Microsoft bought it at some point. And if you are a Skype user, which a lot of people use Skype for business meetings, conference calls, things like that, beyond just personal use, you may have noticed that it started to look a little wonky, and it's kind of the design change to make it look more like Snapchat. It did not go over well. So Microsoft announced this week they are changing Skype yet again, and it will probably look more like the original design. So it will be fewer buttons, it'll be more user-friendly, and the mobile app, turns out, is not popular for Skype. People really prefer to use Skype on their desktop. So that's another thing Microsoft is going to tweak.
All right. Number three, going up the list to the big timers, Google.
Yep, Google did a whole new design on Chrome, and which is, of course, their internet search engine. And so one of the new big features is improved password managing. And this is really important. If you have Safari, if you're a Mac user, Safari is the internet browser, and they automatically generate passwords for you that are very long and complicated, but it gets saved into your keychain automatically. So Google took a note from Apple, and now Google Chrome will be doing the same thing for you. They really you're trying to force people to stop using the same password for every account, because if someone hacks into you and they get one password, the first thing they do is they try that password out for every other account that's linked to your name. And if you are like most people and you use the same password over and over, that gives them access to however many times you've used that password. So if it's your bank accounts have the same password as your Netflix account, you're in bad shape. So Google Chrome really wants people to get away from that, and they'll be managing it for you. As of right now, the only thing they can't do is third-party passwords. So if you use Google Chrome to watch Netflix, they won't be able to save a Netflix password for you, but they do stress that you still should have a unique password for everything that you use.
You can watch your account being drained on Netflix. There's the way you handle that. Number two, Twitter. And their CEO testifying, what did he say?
Yeah, CEO Jack Dorsey has finally gone to Congress after numerous invitations that he turned down. He personally did not go, but he had sent lawyers and some other lower-level Twitter executives. And now he finally went by himself, and Congress had lots of questions for him about data misuse, Russian election interference, hate speech, things like that. And Jack Dorsey said, we're going to do our best to make sure we catch everything and we inform people as it affects them, but we're not going to catch everything. So he also said that Twitter does not have a politically biased algorithm, and when he actually analyzed all of the senators who were interviewing him, he analyzed all of their Twitter data, and it turns out Democrats tweet more than Republicans, and followers of Democrats retweet more. So it's not bias, it's actually just a matter of who uses Twitter more. So it was kind of interesting.
All right, number one quickly.
And California this week has legislature to approve a bill that's being called the strongest net neutrality law in the country. It heads to the governor's desk, and if it's signed into law, then it will basically revert back to the Obama administration's guidelines for net neutrality. No one can throttle your data, and everyone has to have the same speed.
All right, there it is. Top five items for this week, reported by Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tropical Storm Florence is no more. It's now officially a hurricane after winds passed the 74-mile-an-hour threshold Sunday morning. By Sunday night, Florence's winds were clocked at 85 miles an hour, and it was still on track for the southeastern U.S. coast. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says the state could take a direct hit.
Whatever happens, we're going to have a lot of rain and a lot of wind. Even if the hurricane goes farther north and is anticipated in this graphic, we're still going to have a lot of water and a lot of wind.
Forecasters said it's too early to know the exact path the storm could take, but warned it could roll ashore in the Carolinas by Thursday. Vice President Mike Pence says he'd sit for a lie detector test to prove that he's not the author of an anti-Trump New York Times opinion piece.
I would agree to take it in a heartbeat and would submit to any review of the administration
you think
to do.
On ACs this week, Pence says he doesn't know who wrote the article.
I don't know, but I do know that they should resign and leave this administration.
However, Pence says he's 100% sure no one on his staff was involved. Longtime CBS chief Les Moonves resigned Sunday, just hours after six more women joined others who had previously accused the longtime television executive with sexual misconduct. Moonves' resignation was effective immediately. Seven people were injured in a knife attack in central Paris late Sunday, but police said terrorism is not suspected. Two British tourists were among those injured. Broadcaster BFM-TV and Le Parisien newspaper reported that authorities were trying to determine if the attacker, who was arrested, was among those who were injured. The BMW Golf Championship postponed till Monday because of weather. News and analysis at townhall.com.
On September 17, 1787, the delegates of the Constitutional Convention signed that document, our great Constitution, in Philadelphia. Thus, each September, we celebrate Constitution Day. And though the framers never imagined a cell phone, they did ensure your right to free speech and self-determination, which is exactly what Patriot Mobile is all about. Patriot Mobile celebrates the founding fathers and your values, and it is the only cell phone carrier that supports conservative causes like the Susan B. Anthony Fund, the NRA, Heritage Foundation, while also providing you the same nationwide, reliable service with unlimited talk and text for less money, no hidden fees. So in honor of that day in 1787, Patriot Mobile is offering all data plans for $17.87 for your first month of service. Plus, they'll send you a pocket constitution absolutely free. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Get unlimited talk, text, and data for your first month, $17.87 plus a free pocket constitution. Go to patriotmobile.com/Hugh or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Let's celebrate the Constitution Day and support our rights one call at a time.
A top European official says the European Commission is set to unveil new rules that could force Internet companies to take down suspected terror content.
EU Justice Commissioner Vera Jourova says a non-binding European code of conduct on deleting hate speech online has been working well, but the terror content poses a too serious threat and risk for removal to be voluntary. Jourova says we simply cannot rely anymore on the voluntary action of IT providers. He says the commission will be unveiling details of its plans later in the month. Rich Thomason reporting.
Persistent rain washed out the Brickyard 400, delayed the conclusion of NASCAR's regular season. In fact, rain washed out the whole weekend at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And the final race before the playoffs now moved to Monday. It'll run at 2 p.m. after the rescheduled Xfinity Series race. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The FDA says new guidance about added sugars will provide an alternate labeling option for pure maple syrup and honey. Those will be released next year.
The agency announced months ago that it was considering requiring pure maple syrup and honey to be labeled as containing added sugars. Members of the industries that produce those products protested the labels, saying they'd be misleading and unfair. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says the new guidelines will provide a path forward for pure single-ingredient maple syrup and honey products. The agency is also considering an option that is not the standard added sugar declaration that will appear on other types of products. Jeremy House reporting.
Serena Williams was fined a total of $17,000 for three code violations during her loss to Naomi Osaka at the U.S. Open Final in Flushing, New York. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you seen the amusing warning label on a pillow that's making the rounds on social media? It's about a foot and a...
Get ready to laugh, because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with The Life of Riley, and then later on, the star of that series will stop by the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. William Bendix was born and raised in New York City, in the borough of Manhattan. Yes, the fellow often equated with Brooklyn was actually raised in Midtown, the son of musician Oscar Bendix. His first acting success came on the Broadway stages, and he began showing up in films in the early 40s. He was cast as Chester A. Riley beginning in 1944, and he'll be joined in this one here by Paula Winslow as Peg, John Brown as Digger O'Dell, and Barbara Eiler as Babs. It's from February 3rd of 1950.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. sets great store by education. This has been true ever since Riley, 4 years in succession, was voted the student most likely to remain in high school. He can point with pride, and never fails to do so, to son Junior's progress in high school and daughter's Babs' promising career as a freshman at college. But woe betide them if they fall behind in their studies. And this is a tale of woe.
Well, let's see what's going on in the world. Wonder how gorgeous George made out last night.
Oh, Riley, do you have to bury your nose in that paper the minute you sit down at the table?
Well, what else do you want me to do? The eggs ain't ready yet.
You might talk to your children.
Well, yeah, you're right, Peg. Since I've been working overtime, I hardly ever get to see him. Well, kids, what's... Junior, huh? Put down that comic book. Babs, put away that magazine. Reading at the table. I don't know where you kids get your manners.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Junior, how you doing in school?
Okay, I guess.
You guess, don't you know?
Well, we didn't get this month's report card yet.
Oh. Well, what about you, Babs? Shouldn't you be getting the marks from your midterm exams?
Well, they may be posted today. Oh, I hope I passed.
You hope? You better pass.
Well, it isn't always so easy, you know.
With your brain, school should be a cinch. You know, when I die, you kids won't inherit much money from me.
Well, how do you know now, Pop? Maybe you won't always be poor.
Son, I guarantee it.
Well, here's your eggs, Riley.
But there's one thing you did inherit from me, better than money, and I didn't have to die for you to get it. My brains.
I like the way you take all the credit.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm willing to be fair, Peg. They get their looks from you.
Well, that was a break.
It sure was. What do you mean, that was a break?
I was just kidding.
Riley, eat your eggs. You'll be late.
Your mother and me gave you kids a good start in life, and from now on, it's up to you to make something of yourselves.
Oh, Daddy, you're always harping on that.
Well, the trouble with you kids, you don't appreciate how lucky you are. Believe me, I wish I'd have had your chances, because I had to leave high school before I graduated.
Well, why'd you quit, Pop?
Well, your mother was getting impatient. We had to get married sometime.
Did you have a late class?
What's the matter?
Oh, Mother. What is it?
I flunked my midterm math exam.
Oh, no, Babs.
I saw the results at noon. I only missed passing by a few points. I don't understand how it happened. I'm sure I passed. And I studied hard for it, Mother. Honest, I did.
Well, I know you did, dear. But what happens now?
Well, I've got another chance. I can take a supplementary exam next week. If I don't pass that, I'll have to take the course over next year.
I hate to think what your father's going to say.
Oh, well, don't tell him, please.
But you've got to.
Well, wait till next week. If I pass the supplementary, everything will be all right, and then he won't have to know anything about it. Oh, please don't tell him.
Well, all right. But you better pass.
Oh, thanks, Mother. You're a darling. And don't you worry. I'll pass this time.
Oh, Riley?
No, it's me.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Now, Junior.
I got my report card.
Well, let me see it.
Here. Oh, it wasn't my fault, Mom. Honest, I studied.
Junior. 30 in mathematics.
I got good marks in the other subjects.
Oh, 30. Junior. First Babs and now you.
Did she flunk too?
Yes, my math.
Hey, that's swell. Now I don't look so bad.
Oh, your father really hit the ceiling when he sees this.
Oh, does he have to, Mom? You sign it. Maybe Pop will forget about it like he always does.
Well, I don't like to fool your father like this.
Oh, please. You know Pop. He'll be awful sore.
Well, I'll do it this time, but you better pass next month.
I will. You'll see.
You buckle down and work. If you spent less time on your basketball and more on your math,
I promise, Mom, I'll really work. You'll see.
Well, give me that pen.
Oh, here. Gee, thanks. You're a peach.
Now, where do I sign?
Hi, I'm home.
Your father.
Hurry up. Sign, Mom. Hurry.
Oh, here you are. Boy, what a day I had. What's that you got there, Peg? Hey, that's Junior's report card. Well, why are you signing? You know I always do that.
Well, I...
Let me have it.
Sign here, Pop. Right down here on this line.
Wait a minute. Don't rush me. Take your hand away. Let me look it over first. You know I always get a big kick out of seeing my son's marks.
Brace yourself for this one.
What's that?
Oh, nothing there.
Oh, let's see now. Geography, 74. Good. English, 85. Oh, very good, Junior. English is a very important subject. The guy who don't speak no good English ain't going to get nowhere. History, 79. Good. Mathematics, 30. Good. 30? 30 in math? You flunked.
Now, take it easy, Riley. Yeah,
but 30. How could you get such good marks in all the other subjects and then wind up with a 30 in mathematics? The one subject I helped you with yet. Where's your brain? Your son.
Oh, so now he's my son.
Junior, I'm disgusted with you. And I was hoping to make a doctor out of you. A fine doctor you'll be with a 30 in mathematics.
What's mathematics got to do with being a doctor?
How do you expect to send out your bills? 30.
Well, I couldn't help it, Pop.
I don't want to hear excuses. You don't study. That's your trouble. You don't see Babs bringing home a mark like this because she works. She studies. I never have this trouble with Babs, but you...
Yeah, Babs flunked, too.
Junior, you...
What?
She flunked her midterm.
I don't believe it.
It's true, Riley.
Oh, you know about it. Well, don't you think the least you can do is inform me when your daughter flunks?
Now, they're both mine.
Is this why I'm paying good money to send you to college to flunk?
Well, it was just one of those things.
Now, there's no excuse. You don't study. Too many dates. If you worked a little harder, you wouldn't come home with bad marks.
Now, Riley, don't get excited.
I'm not excited. You don't work enough. You don't see Junior coming home with a... Oh. Wish I had another kid.
I'm taking the exam over next week, Daddy. I'll pass. You'll see.
You bet your sweet life you'll pass. You're going to stay in and work every night, starting tonight. And that goes for you, too, Junior.
Oh, but I've got sort of a date tonight.
You hear that? Dates. I told you that's your whole trouble. Now, you ain't going no place tonight. You're staying in.
Oh, all right.
And don't try any tricks with me. I'm warning both of you. From now on, every minute, I'm going to have one eye on you, Junior, and my other eye on you, Babs.
They'll study.
I'll tell the cockeyed world they will.
Thanks for dropping by, Chip.
Wait, Babs. You don't have to go in yet.
Oh, I've got to get back to my math.
Aw, come on. Let's sit here in the car. Just for a while.
Now, Chip, we made a deal. Just a half-hour drive, and then I'd go back and study.
Well, can't I come in for a while?
But no. If my father found you in the house, he'll be home from the movies any minute. I've really got to go in.
Okay. I'll let you go in on one condition.
Well, not now, Chip.
Just one, honey.
Oh, all right. I gotta go now, Chip.
I'm just crazy about you, honey.
I certainly enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, I shouldn't have gone.
Why, you liked it.
Yeah, but I should have stayed home and kept an eye on Babs. That girl's got to buckle down.
Oh, you know, I think you were a little too tough with Babs this evening. Well, she's not a child anymore. And yelling at her the way you did isn't going to...
But there comes a time when you got to crack down on a kid. She won't give us no more trouble now.
Well, the lights are on in the house. Huh? Guess she's still studying. Yeah. Well, aren't you coming in?
Hey, Peg.
Huh?
Look, across the street, that old Model T Ford must be 30 years old.
Just like the one Papa had.
Yeah. Remember how we'd sneak it out of the garage and we'd park it behind the old brewery?
Very romantic.
Well, the view wasn't much, but the air was intoxicating. Yeah, those were the days. We'd sit there for hours, necking.
Oh,
huh?
Why, we did not.
Well, I don't know what you were doing, but I was necking.
Come on in.
Yeah, that old Model T sure brings back memories. Hey, you know, that car there might even be the very same one. Well, I guess after 30 years, it hasn't got much zip left.
Neither of you.
Look, Peg, in the car, that couple, they're smooching just like we did.
Oh, don't be so snoopy.
Yeah, look at him kissing her. Well, go on, kiss her again.
Attaboy.
Lucky dog. I wish I was in his shoes.
What?
Well, I meet with you.
Oh, come on.
Get a load of that motor.
Good night, Chip.
Wait, the girl got out. She must live for a...
Babs! Peg, it's Babs!
Why, it can't be. She's studying.
She's studying all right, but not mathematics.
It is Babs. Daddy, Mother, you're home early. I was
so
studying.
This is how you keep your promise.
Well, I was studying, Daddy, but Chip came by and I just went out for a breath of air.
You lied to me.
Oh, don't yell. You'll wake up the whole neighborhood. Now, come on inside. Daddy... Daddy, honest, I was working.
Nice work. I'll fix you, young lady.
You're making a fuss over nothing.
You call it nothing when I expect to find you studying and you're in an open car, neck and right where every nosy peep and Tom can see you.
I wasn't necking.
I saw you.
Maybe I did kiss Chip once or maybe twice.
You can't even count. No wonder you flunked in that.
She did go out for a half hour.
She's supposed to stay in and study this week.
Well, she will.
You bet she will. I'll see to that from now on. You can't be trusted, Babs. I'll get someone to see that you stay in and study. I'm getting you a tutor.
I don't need a tutor.
I'll decide what you need. I'll get some tutor that'll come here every night and make you work.
I won't have anything to do with him.
I'm still your father, and you'll do what I say.
Hey, don't make so much noise, Pop. You're disturbing Marilyn and me.
Good evening, Mr. Riley.
Holy smoke, he's got a girl in the parlor.
Riley, stop it.
Just came over to help me with my math.
A likely story. A fine family I got. The girls are boy crazy and the boys are girl crazy. Well, it's going to stop. From now on, there's going to be no more necking around here.
Riley.
Marilyn, you better go home.
Yes, Mr. Riley.
But, Pa.
You go to your room, Junior. The necking class is over.
Okay.
Good night.
You too, Babs.
Daddy.
I said go to your room.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's a nice way to handle things. You shouldn't have said what you did about necking.
Don't worry, honey. I didn't mean you and me.
You're listening to The Life of Riley on Wynn Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Hi, Lance Beck here, president of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last 5 decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We are giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but one entry per family. Your guests for total hours of work in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In its zeal to declare as fraudulent all adult counseling for same-sex attraction, the California legislature may be on a collision course with the U.S. Supreme Court. You see, the Supreme Court recently declared unconstitutional California's law mandating pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortion. In that decision, the court also rebuked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reasoning in their ruling which upheld California's ban on same-sex attraction counseling for minors. Well, Pacific Justice Institute agrees that this new bill for all adults, Assembly Bill 2943, will likewise ignore free speech and religious freedom as well.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Very brilliant math student.
Well, what you meaning?
I just called up the bureau and told him I wanted a good tutor.
But what's his name? Who is he?
His name is Robert something or other. I don't know. I never met him.
You mean to say you hired a man you never saw?
Look, Peg, the school recommended him very high, and that's good enough for me.
Well, I
know. Now, I know what I'm doing, Peg. Let's not stand here and argue all night. I got to get back to work. I'm putting in some overtime tonight.
Oh, well, what time will you be back?
Well, no, probably late. Now, remember, Babs, you cooperate with this tutor. You promise?
I promise.
Okay. Don't forget, I trust you now. I'm putting you on your honor. Good night.
Well, good night, dear.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah, Pop?
Look, here's two bits. I want you to keep an eye on Babs tonight and give me a full report on how she gets along with this tutor.
Okay, Pop.
And you do some studying yourself.
I will.
Remember, I trust you. I'm putting you on your honor. Good night.
Good night, Pop.
Now, Peg.
Huh? Haven't you gone yet?
Peg, here's two bits. Keep an eye on Junior. I mean, Well, see that he studies, will you,
oh,
Peg?
Oh, will you stop worrying about those kids?
No, I just want to play it safe. Good night.
Mother, someone at the door. Mother?
Mom isn't home, Bab. She went next door to Mrs. Gillis.
Oh, well, I'll get it. Probably that stale tutor.
Hiya, honey.
Chip, are you crazy showing up here? I told you if my father...
Tut-tut, Miss Riley. I believe you're expecting a math tutor.
Yes, but I... You? You're the tutor?
Yeah, man. Let's start tooting.
But I don't understand.
Well, your father very kindly arranged the whole thing. He called the employment bureau at school. My name was on the file for tutoring, and when I heard that a Miss Riley required a tutor, I jumped at the job.
Oh, I see.
Can you imagine getting paid for this work?
Now, wait, Chip. This is no joke. If I let you stay, we're really going to study, and no fooling.
Why, Miss Riley, surely you don't impugn my motives. I assure you I'm interested only in your mind. You have my word as a gentleman and UCLA student.
Well, I don't know if this is such a good idea, but all right, let's get to work.
Oh, hi, Peg.
Well, you're late.
Yeah, I got this rush order. I'll have to work every night this week, darn it.
Well, we could use the money.
Yeah. Did the kids study tonight?
Well, I guess so. I just got in.
You just got in? You mean you left them alone?
Well, they're not prisoners.
Oh, Junior!
Oh, Riley, he's asleep.
I don't care. Junior, come here. Oh. Babs!
What's the matter, Pop?
Did you study tonight?
Sure.
You get your work done?
Yeah, it's done.
Perfect?
Well, sure.
Good. Now, what about Babs?
Did you call me, Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Listen, Babs, was the tutor here?
Oh, yes. He just left a little while ago.
Oh, did you work okay with him? Does he know his stuff?
I'll say he does. Did you make much progress, dear? Oh, yes, terrific.
Aren't you glad I got him for you?
Daddy, it was the most wonderful idea you ever had.
You see, Peg, I told you. Okay, honey, go back to bed.
Well, good night.
Good night, Pop.
Good night.
Good night, kids. Ah, they're great kids. Well, Peg, you see, when I take over, there's results.
And you didn't have to wake him up.
Well, I'm a guy like this. I always like to know what's going on behind my back. Peg, the door.
I'll see who it is.
I'm laying down. Is Junior there? Junior, go open the door.
He's not here. Don't be so lazy.
I've been working overtime every night this week. I'm dead.
In that case, I'll open the door myself.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Well, hello, Digger.
Oh, now lie there. Don't bother getting up on my account. Nobody ever does.
Digger, what are you doing around here?
Oh, I was just passing. I'm on my way home from the annual meeting of the UEPGWS.
UEPGWS?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Groundhog Watchers Society. Every year we drop our work and gather to watch the hog come up out of the ground. It's something we don't usually run into.
Well, did you see a groundhog today?
No. Why not join us tomorrow, Riley? We have a contest. The one who guesses closest to the exact time the hog appears wins a prize.
Oh, well, what's the prize?
$100 in trade at your favorite undertaker.
Well, gee, I hope I'm lucky.
Pop. Hey, look, Pop, a note from my teacher.
Junior, you're in trouble again.
No, read it, Pop.
Dear Mr. Riley, you will be pleased to know after Junior's poor showing in math last month that his work has shown a remarkable improvement. Well, Junior, I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work.
I will, Pop.
That boy really knows how to handle figures.
He does. Mm-hmm. When he graduates, he can come and work for me.
I want him to be a doctor.
Oh, well, he'll still be working for me.
I really made that kid buckle down. Babs, too. I got her a tutor, and now you can't drag her away from studying. You know, she's been working with this tutor every night this week.
Oh, my. Don't let the dear child overwork.
Huh?
She ought to have some recreation.
Well, yeah. That's right. I never thought of that. You know what they say, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
We say it differently.
Huh?
All work and no play will put Jack in a hole someday.
Yeah, she's studied enough this week. Babs, come in here a minute. She deserves a good time.
Yes, Daddy.
Babs, look, I want you to go out and relax tonight. Go to a movie with your mother. You got your exam tomorrow. Take it easy tonight.
But my tutor...
Oh, forget about your tutor. You go out and have a good time. Here's a couple of bucks.
Oh, well, thanks, Daddy, but I'd rather stay in and study. Well, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Hey, hear that, Digger? She'd rather study.
Most commendable.
Ah, yes, sir. I got two wonderful kids, smart as whips. And I'm going to see to it that they get a good education, even if I have to dig ditches.
Oops, that reminds me I have an appointment. Cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Riley, will you leave those curtains alone? I just had them washed.
Yeah, well, I want to see if Babs is coming.
She'll be here soon. The exam was over at 12.
Yeah, well, I hope she did all right. Gee, I'm nervous, Peggy.
Well, she worked hard enough.
Yeah, thanks to me.
Daddy!
She's here.
Oh, Daddy, I passed.
Oh, good, Babsy, that's great. I knew you'd make it, Babsy.
Well, how on earth did you get the results so quickly? Oh, I didn't.
Then how do you know you passed?
Well, I saw the paper, and Babs told me the answers she got, and everyone was right.
Who are you?
Why, Daddy, that's my... Oh, that's right. You never really met.
Hey.
This is Mr. Lewis, my tutor.
How do you do, Mr. Riley?
He's kind of young, ain't he?
Well, he's a senior.
Well, yeah, well, I kind of expected an older man with a beard, maybe. Oh, well, what's the difference? See how bad's passing, that's all I care about. Shake.
Right. Well, I've got to be running along.
Oh, wait a minute. You're forgetting about your fee. How much do I owe you?
Oh, nothing. Forget it.
Oh, no, I won't hear of it. After all, you spent night after night here with Bed.
Pleasure was all mine.
Well, that's certainly very nice of you.
Oh, glad to do it anytime. Just call on me. Well, so long.
So long. I still feel funny about not paying you. At least let me pay your bus fare. Huh?
Oh, I have a car. That old Model T out there.
Oh. Oh, you got one of those? Oh, that's a great little car.
Yeah. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, son. Now, that's a fine boy. Refined, polite, good manners, good brain, too. That's the kind of a boy I wouldn't mind you having dates with, Babs. Instead of that necker that you were out with the other night. I'd trust him anytime. Well, what are you laughing at, Junior? You grow up to be like him and I'll be satisfied. There's a boy with ambition. Probably working his way through college. Can't have much dough judging by that car he drives. He's got one of them old broken down Model T's, Peggy. Exactly like the one we saw the other night when Babs was across the street. Today, it's him. He's the neck. I'll murder him.
Now, Riley, control yourself.
Control myself. Do you realize that smooch has been left alone night after night in our parlor with our daughter?
Well, you arranged it.
Yeah, but I...
I didn't want a tutor.
Yeah, but...
You insisted.
Yeah, but...
You made me say it.
Yeah, but...
And it didn't cost you a cent.
Yeah, but...
And I passed, didn't I?
What a revolting development this is.
Just a moment, Riley will return.
Hi, Digger. Digger?
Yes?
Got some big news for you.
You have, Riley. Anybody I know?
No, this ain't a new customer. I just heard that there's a fella named Digger O'Dell on a radio show. The same as your name.
Oh, my. What a weird coincidence.
Yeah. And he just got an award from Movie Stars Parade magazine for the most significant contribution to radio in 1949. On account of tonight, he's doing his 10,000th broadcast. Oh, boy, he must be rich.
Yes, that's more jobs than I've ever handled, and I've laid away plenty.
They say that his most famous radio part is Digger O'Dell, and his real name is John Brown. Did you ever meet him?
Oh, I saw him this morning in my mirror while I was shaving. I adore him. He's so gay.
Well, we adore you too, John. And everybody in the life of Riley is proud of your award.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks very much. And I'm very proud and grateful, too. Thank you all very much.
So long, Digger.
Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker by arrangement with Universal International Pictures, now releasing South Sea Sinners, starring Shelley Winters and McDonald Carey. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
With a nice little honor for John Brown at the end there. That episode was from February 3rd, 1950. I'm Greg Bell, and up next, it's another comedy series with William Bendix, but this time, he's a special guest on the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. When Radio Was continues with that right after this break.
My boss is the smartest and the stubbornest, the fattest and the laziest, the cleverest and the craziest, the most extravagant detective in the world, Nero Wolfe.
Join Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth Nero Wolf, as masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet, in Radio Spirit's exciting 9-CD set, Parties for Death.
Mr. Barton, it is very easy to murder someone. Avoiding the consequences of such an action is something else again.
His services are much sought after by an array of desperate and distinctive individuals.
How do you do, sir?
I have no time for the social graces, Mr. Wolf. I'm about to be murdered.
Out in my house, I have objections.
Archie Goodwin does the legwork for this armchair detective extraordinaire, setting up his brilliant boss to solve the case.
Money, work, bah.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
Nero Wolf. Parties for Death is regularly $35.95, but for a limited time, When Radio Was listeners can get it for only $17.95. That's half off. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code NERO77.
That's all you're going to give us?
At the moment. However, Inspector, in a very little while, I shall give you the murderer.
Now, how can you beat that? 18 exciting episodes of Danger and Detection for only $17.95. Order Nero Wolf, Parties for Death, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Use offer code NERO77 to get 50% off and free shipping. Sound good?
Good.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last. Offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the two-piece all white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC is finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Size may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and side substitution may apply.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and it's time for Burns and Allen and their special guest, the star of The Life of Riley. This is from January 18th, 1944.
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our guest William Bendix, a special visitor Herbert Marshall, Jimmy Cash, the Swantet, and Felix Mills and his orchestra. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, breakfast is just over at the Burns house, and George is about to leave for the office.
Oh, George, I don't think you ought to go to the office today. You don't look well.
Oh, I'm all right. A little tired. I worked late last night.
No, darling, it's more than that. You weak. Why, at breakfast, you had to hit your boiled egg four times to crack it.
I did, huh?
Yeah. And when you're feeling your usual robust self, you only have to hit it three times.
Yeah, before I was married, I could crack them with my bare hands. Well, I better get started for the office.
No, dear. What you need is rest and nourishment. Now, you lie down while I go get a chicken and milk it for you.
You're gonna milk the chicken?
Well, I would cream it, but all I have is milk.
Cream chicken. Sounds great, but I'd rather get to the office.
No, darling. You're going to rest right here in this den. Shall I bring down the flower pajamas I gave you for Christmas?
Oh, don't bother. They don't look good on me.
Oh, I think they're very becoming. Why, across the hips, the flowers look like they're just ready to burst into bloom.
Ah, never mind.
Oh, dear company. I'll close the door so nothing will disturb you.
Greetings, dear lady.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Bolingbroke. Well, how is your School of Culture and Dramatic Art coming along?
Alas, it no longer exists. My landlady cast me forth from my lodgings.
Oh, too bad.
Yes, and one cannot teach culture on a park bench. Policemen and pigeons spoil the mood.
Wait, I have an idea. Why couldn't you use my house for your culture school? Who knows, it might become as famous as the Louvre, the Acropolis, the Palladium.
That's a splendid idea. But there is an insect in the ointment of culture. Your husband. For some obscure reason, he considers me a bum.
Oh, well, don't worry. We'll only hold classes while George is at the office. Now, you get whatever you need for the culture school, and I'll get rid of my husband.
Good luck to you, Mrs. Burns, and good riddance to your husband.
Why, George, haven't you gone to work yet?
Huh?
Let me see your tongue. Well, it looks fine, not a bit bloodshot.
But, Gracie, a minute ago you said...
Put on your coat while I answer the door. Yes?
Excuse me, lady, but is this where the Gilhoolies live?
No. Now, I'm sorry. You have the wrong address.
Okay, thanks. Who was that?
I don't know, but he looked kind of familiar. Well, goodbye, George. Hurry to the office.
Do you really think I ought to go? I feel kind of dizzy. Maybe I've got something.
My father never missed a day's work in his life. He had lots of things to make him dizzy.
I know. I married one of them.
Hiya, folks.
Oh, hello, Bill.
You leaving, George?
I guess so. Bill, do you think I look my usual self this morning?
Well, no, George, you don't.
See, Gracie?
You look good.
Goodbye, funny man.
Oh, Bill, now that George is gone, I can tell you the wonderful news. I didn't want George to find out about it, so you're the first one I'm telling.
Why, Gracie, you're going to have a baby.
I am? Oh, Bill, that's better news than I have for you. Well, what do you think it'll be?
Well, wait a minute, Gracie. Isn't that what you were going to tell me?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, what is the news, Gracie?
Well, Nigel Bolingbroke and I are opening a school of drama and culture.
Oh, really? Well, say, maybe I could teach diction.
Oh, are you good at that?
Well, Grace, I don't want to brag, but just yesterday, one of the biggest radio announcers in this town came to me to help him with his voice.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he said,
Bill, old friend, my sponsor is unhappy. Show me how you say swan. The new white floating soap is 4 soaps in 1. The soap for your hands and face for bathing the baby, and the soap for your dishes and light laundry. Show me that, Bill.
Oh, the poor man. Did you help him?
Well, when I got through with him, he was talking like this. Swan is a great wartime buy. When you wash the dishes with a swan, you get heaps of suds. Suds so gentle, so mild, you don't have to worry about rough red dish panty hands.
So he talked like that on his program and the sponsor was happy, huh?
No, the sponsor fired him. He was supposed to sell coffee.
Well, no, Bill. You won't do as a teacher.
Well, okay, Gracie. Oh, by the way, before I go, do you know the Gilhoolies in this neighborhood?
Well, now that's funny. There was another man here asking for them.
Well, that must have been William Bendix. He's trying to locate these friends of his from Brooklyn.
William Bendix, the movie star?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, and I practically slammed the door in his face. Oh, the poor man. From the looks of his face, it's had lots of doors slammed on it.
Well, you know, Gracie, Bendix is really a swell guy. I worked with him in the picture, Wake Island. You remember that big, dumb Marine?
Yeah, I thought you were very good.
No, he was the big, dumb Marine.
Oh, yes. Say, Bill, wouldn't William Bendix be a wonderful guinea pig for our culture school?
What do you mean?
Well, if we could make a suave, sophisticated leading man out of him, we'd be famous.
You'd be magicians. He doesn't go for that culture stuff, Gracie.
Well, maybe I can get him interested. Oh, excuse me, Bill.
Look, lady, are you sure you don't know where the Gilhoolies live? I'm just dying to talk to somebody from Brooklyn.
Well, come right in, Mr. Bendix.
You mean you're from Brooklyn?
Well, they call me Green Purse Gracie.
Well, hallelujah!
Time to take a short break on the Burns and Allen Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping Car Fire Relief. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Floater, Lit, Candlebox, and headliners AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all, yes, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to Car Fire Relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for Car Fire Relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Welcome back to Burns and Allen with special guest William Bendix on When Radio Was.
Gracie believes that William Bendix is the ideal pupil for her school of drama and culture, so she has lured him into the house by pretending to be from Brooklyn.
Gee, lady, it sure is great to meet somebody from Brooklyn.
Oh, yes, the motherland.
Yeah.
Such a lovely place with its trees and its flowers and its little flat bushes.
Yeah, you said a kisserful, lady. What memories. Eating weenies and kraut from a push cart while the new moon caresses the Navy Yard.
Oh. You make it sound like poetry, Mr. Bendix.
Oh, I don't take no credit. Brooklyn brings out the poet in anybody that's human.
And you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, enough about Brooklyn. Let's talk about you, Mr. Bendix.
Okay, that's an interesting subject.
How does it feel to be such a flop in pictures?
Oh, I ain't doing so bad.
Well, the folks back home are disappointed in your playing a cab driver. Mm-hmm. They'd rather see you as Romeo or Madame Curie.
Oh, I couldn't play them. They was foreigners.
Well, just the same, the home folks feel that you've let them down. And they don't feel that way about Ronald Coleman.
Gee, is he from Brooklyn?
One of the oldest families.
Well, that's funny. I never run into him in none of the saloons.
And Brooklyn is mighty proud of Walter Pigeon.
Him too?
Sure.
You don't say.
You see, Mr. Coleman and Mr. Pigeon are successful because they're cultured Brooklyn gentlemen.
Yeah. They make out pretty good with the dames, too, huh?
Oh, are you interested in women?
Oh, yeah, they could very easily become a hobby with me.
Well, why do you suppose Charles Boyer always gets the girls?
Politics.
No, because he's a cultured Brooklyn gentleman.
I thought he was French.
That's right, from the French Quarter of Brooklyn. The left bank.
The left bank?
Yeah. You know, the other side of the Canarsie Swamp.
Oh, yeah. A lovely spot.
Mm. You could get the girls, too, if you'd brush up on culture. Now, for instance, I'll bet you blow on your soup.
Well, sure, but strictly proper, I never blow on it toward me.
Ronald Coleman doesn't blow on his soup at all.
Fans it with his bread, huh?
Mr. Bendix, you do need culture. Wouldn't you like to become a gentleman?
Lady, I'm a gentleman to the tip of my toes.
Well, maybe, but from there up, you need plenty of work.
I do, huh?
Yeah. Now, for example, what would you do at a party if a young lady held out her hand to you?
I guess I'd bite it.
Ronald Coleman would kiss it.
Well, he ain't as lonesome as I've been.
Now, you better enroll in culture school right away.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Where is this seat of higher learning?
You're sitting on it.
This is the school?
Yep. We have a course that's guaranteed to make the average man a gentleman in a week.
Well, do you think you can make me a gentleman in a week?
Well, it might take a little longer, but don't worry, the months will fly by.
Well.
Come in.
Tis I, dear lady.
Oh, come in, Dean Bolingbroke. I want you to meet our student, William Bendix.
Well, well.
Our first seeker after knowledge.
Hiya, Dean. Do you think you can make me a Ronald Coleman?
Hey, boy, we shall plant in you the flower of culture. It's up to you to make it bloom.
Oh, I'm sure it'll bloom beautifully in Mr. Bendix. He's a perfect pot.
Thank you.
And now, my dear scholar, shall we discuss that little matter of the enrollment fee? Shall we?
You mean dough.
Yes. Dough, as you so delightfully put it. Naturally, you want to enroll for all our courses.
Oh, sure. I'll take everything you got.
It's mutual. Now, just count your money slowly into my palm.
Okay. 10.
For elocution.
20.
For rhetoric.
25.
For poise.
30.
For elocution.
You said that.
That was compound elocution. This is complex.
Oh, well. I guess that's the bundle. Wait a minute. Hold on. Here's a buck I didn't see.
You may keep that for your honesty.
Oh, gee. Thanks,
Dean. Not at all. You show great promise, dear pupil. I predict that you will make the Hall of Fame. And I didn't make a bad hole myself. Farewell, friend.
Oh, no, wait, Mr. Bolingbroke. How about Mr. Bendix's culture lesson?
Well, there isn't time today. If your husband comes home and catches us running this culture school, he'll skin us alive.
Oh, dear, that's right. And we haven't got the skin to spare like he has.
How true.
Oh, Mr. Bendix, you better come back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Well, gee whiz, I paid my dough. I want a lesson.
Mrs. Burns, I suggest we step into the next room and hold a faculty meeting. Excuse us, Mr. Bendix.
Gee, if the folks back in Flatbush could only see me now. Me in a culture school.
That was part one of the Burns and Allen Show episode from January 18th, 1944. Just a couple of days earlier, William Bendix's radio series, The Life of Riley, began on NBC. We'll have the rest of that Burns and Allen at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and you heard George and Gracie's announcer, Bill Goodwin, mention that he and Bendix worked together on the war picture, Wake Island. I'll share a little more about Goodwin's acting career and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
It was one of 30-plus motion pictures Goodwin appeared in. Others include To Each His Own, Alfred Hitchcock's Spellbound, The Jolson Story, and the 1949 Life of Riley movie. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but be sure to visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.